The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to a beautiful but brisk afternoon in Blue Hill. Blue Hill awaiting the game against Kimball. The Kimball's Longhorns are here in their white tops, red helmets, and black pants, standing around their head coach, Chauncey Peterson, at about the 40-yard line, and the Blue Hill Bobcats standing at the 30, doing the same thing, running through their pregame drills. Craig Eckert, along with Jeff Babel and Tim Bob Kitzmiller, here this afternoon on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coming to you from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products, propane, natural gas, diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, it's Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings. Well, here we are with a team that has traveled 4 hours, 5 hours, what's that going to do to you?
You never know how the travel's going to do. You know, it's always hard to come 4 hours, get into a new strange location, get set up, get your pregame going through. So it's always the advantage of being at home. Coming, it always seems to be difficult for those Western teams to come this way and play here in the center of Nebraska. So I think the advantage obviously has to go to the whole home team. Especially since you're a 4-4 team coming into a 7-1 team's environment, a team like Blue Hill with a lot of playoff experience, and Kimball's battling some injuries from what we understand. So should be an interesting game here in the first round of playoffs for Kimball.
Kimball with 4 wins out of the last 5 games, and of course with Blue Hill on their 7-game winning streak since the initial loss in week 1. Kimball is, as far as the stats are concerned, going into the previous week, Kimball was number 17 on team defense, giving up 274 yards a game. Blue Hill, not that far above on defense, ranked number 12 in C2 with 235 yards allowed. But Blue Hill on offense averaging nearly 361 yards, Kimball at 155. So it would appear that Blue Hill's job is just to keep the engine running.
Yeah, Blue Hill's got the size advantage and a very explosive offense, very balanced between their running and throwing. They look like they're a team that sets up their play-action pass, has some big play capability down the field. So Blue Hill with the more experienced playoff and the home field advantage here.
I want to welcome our listeners from the brand 94.1 Kenny B FM in Scottsbluff and Gearing, joining us today on the Breeze 94.5 FM. High school playoff coverage, some almost 36 games between now and the state championships on your Platte River radio stations. Brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln, the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The next time you're in the market for a new used Ford Lincoln, give them a try. Hastings Ford Lincoln, the opportunity to show you the easy way to buy. And also by T&L Irrigation and by Dunham Sports with a grand opening beginning on Saturday. We'll be back with the starting lineups in 2 minutes here on the Breeze 94.5 and 94.1 The Brand.
The South Central State Bank of Kimball, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need RP's as the place to see. RP's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture, in business since 1889. Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality that you're looking for. Top brand names, too. Blue Hill Furniture wishes the athletes the best of luck today. Blue Hill Furniture, 501 West Gage.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And now we'll be starting off. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's playoff game. This is one of 64 games going on this afternoon involving 128 teams in C1, C2, C1, C2, and we'll be dropping in some of the scores. If you want the scores delivered right to your mobile phone, text Platte River Preps to 90210. The starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, Red Island, Kearney, and Hastings. For the visiting Kimball Longhorn, Zach Rockhold, a 5'9", 155-pound senior wide receiver. Colton Stahl, a 155-pound, 6-foot sophomore wideout. Bernie Bridge, a senior, 6'3", 180. And a fullback and middle linebacker, Jonathan Wisco, sophomore, 5'9", 145, at one of the running backs. Austin Kyle is the quarterback, he's 5'8", 140, and a senior. J.J. Potts, 165, is a right guard, he is a senior. Ben Sutter at left guard, 5'11", 165. Logan Modlin, 6'1", 190, is the center, he's a senior. Damon Rutledge, a sophomore, 5'6", 210, at the left tackle, right tackle is Jake Reeder, he's 6'3", 210, and a junior. Caleb Bruder is the tight end, he is a senior, 6'3", and 170 pounds. Chauncey Peterson is the coach of the 4-and-4 Longhorns, coming in from Kimball. Parker Trumbull is the starting quarterback for Blue Hill, he is a 175-pound senior. Mitchell Rublin is the 155-pound junior wideout. Shane Kovacher, 155-pound senior wide receiver. Keith and Drury, rather, 155, and a sophomore is one of the running backs. Mitch Kruger, a wideout, is a freshman at 160 pounds. Garrett Sharp, running back, senior, 175. Connor Brown, the center, senior, 245. Chase Golter is a senior. On the offensive guard side, senior, 195 pounds. Jacob Lovejoy, 180, and a junior. Brett Streff, 250, and a sophomore tackle. He's joined by Colton Brand, 260-pound junior, at the tackle spot as well. We'll be back with the game tonight right after this on the Breeze 94.5 and 94.1 The Brand. Back in 2 minutes.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're into the second half, taken at the 20-yard line by the Longhorns. Colton Stull over on the far side of the field is tackled inside the 20-yard line. And so Blue Hill goes on defense, the Longhorns on offense. And it is a south-to-north direction for the Longhorns in the first possession of this young playoff ball game.
Have a short kickoff there. Fairly good field position right at the 30-yard line for the Longhorns. We'll see how they start this game as they come to the line.
First and 10, 30-yard line is where they spot it. Under center with trips wide to the right side, kind of a bunch setting there. They hand it straight up the middle to the running back, Stuller.
Just a big power off tackle play there, just nothing fancy. Good push there by the Longhorns. Brings up second and probably five.
Again, wind out of the north. The Longhorns are going into the wind to the north on a sunshiny day in Blue Hill, although it is brisk. It was only 46 as we were coming in. That we started out the week here in central Nebraska for us in the 70s. Pitch coming to the near side and tackled nearly at the line of scrimmage is Colton Stull again out of the right wide out position on a reverse, and no gain. Third down and five coming.
Toss sweep to the left side. Had a blocker out front, but good job by the Blue Hill Bobcats to swarm to that play and pull it down for a loss.
Reuter goes wide to the right side. Quarterback Austin Pyle is under center. He's got a double wing and a single setback. And they give it off to the setback, and he piles straight forward. And as they get off the running back, we'll see who that is again. That
looks like they're going to be just short. They're going to be just short here, maybe fourth in a yard, maybe less. See if they punt here or elect to go for it. Looks like they're huddling.
Fourth down, not much to go.
Big gamble here in the first quarter of this game.
And the handoff goes straight ahead. It looks like the Longhorns will pick up that first down.
Well, got a real
bridge carrying on that out of the single setback situation. It was in tight that time. And so a fresh set of downs for the Longhorns. That brings the ball out beyond the 40-yard line. About the 41 is where they spot it.
What a really tight formation there. Everybody huddled right up behind the quarterback. And just expected a quarterback sneak, but got the power from that big running back there.
Blue Hill
showcase.
Two down linemen and two defensive ends in the standing position. They toss it, try to go left side, and the running back, Zach Rockhold, spins and comes back the other way, gets about 2 yards, saving a little bit out of not much.
Yeah, that was a great run. He got cut off going to the outside, spun back to the inside, and picked up about 4 yards there on that carry when it looked like he might be dropped for a loss.
Solid second and six. Blue Hill crowding the box. They know it's a running team. They've only got one free safety deep, and that is Parker Trumbull. Eye formation now as they hand it off to the tailback. He's got some running room and a first down. That was Withrow from the tailback position. Got across midfield onto about the 48-yard line. And so the second straight first down for the Longhorns.
Well, you guys say the Longhorns are going to line up and say, we're going to do it. If you don't like it, come stop us. And they just ran off tackle with a strong power play and a good first down here to keep the chains moving.
Line of clock, we are just underway here in Blue Hill, 9:14 to go on the first period clock. I formation again. They feed it to the tailback, and he'll struggle forward score about 3-4, almost 5 yards again as his progress continues beyond the initial effort. Colton Stahl with the carry there, and it'll be second down and a long 5, short 6 yards to go.
Got to be impressed with the execution here early on by Kimble. They've come out and just gone left, gone right, and as long as they've stayed between the tackles, they've been positive with their yardage on each play.
Slot man to the left side. Hand off again, tailback gets it, goes left side or right side, and he turns it up for about a 3 or 4 yard gain. Withrow again with the ball, and it'll bring up a third down and a manageable 3+ yards to go.
Yeah, just a little off tackle play, bounced it to the outside that time. As you said, there are 10 men within 5 yards of the ball. We're going to try to stop you, and we're going to keep going until you do.
One of the Longhorns gets beyond that level is going to go a long way. Hand off again, tailback, and he almost did that. One man came up and plugged the gap. As I think it was Withrow again, getting close to the first down. No, that was Stull getting close to the first down.
Nice tackle there by the linebacker to come and fill that hole by the Blue Hill Bobcats. He came right up and just put a form tackle on the tailback and brings up a fourth down and short.
Clock running at 7:46. This is the first possession of the ball game. Blue Hill deferring the coin toss. And off again. This time goes to Bridge out of the fullback slot. And he'll get the first down. 3 first downs in a row on this 4-4 ball club coming in here. And Blue Hill got to get concerned.
Yeah, that's 2 fourth down conversions. They're just not scared a bit of this 7-1 ball club. They're lining up and just pushing them back.
Leiter's going to come out wide to the left side. Under center is the quarterback, Austin Pyle. He wears a number 31 I formation. He'll give it to the up man. That is Bridge. And he'll get stood up right at the line of scrimmage. He'll bring up 2nd and 10.
That time, the linebackers, both of them inside linebacker, blitzed on a rush blitz package to stop that hole. Coaches have decided we've got to stop the bleeding here between the tackles.
2nd down coming. Actually, he lost just a little bit. The ball was just nosing the 35-yard line. I formation. Slot to the left. Reuter is the wideout. Rolling left and firing across his body, incomplete, intended for Rockhold is the quarterback Pyle.
Got
a flag down. Procedure, movement against the Longhorns. So it'll be not 2nd and 10, but 2nd and about 15 when they come back to line of scrimmage.
Boy, that would be big for a running team that has just been pounded out 3 yards in a cloud of dust to back it up and go 2nd and 15. Puts a lot of pressure on this Longhorn offense to pick up a first down here and keep this drive alive.
Longhorns have had the ball almost 6 minutes here in the opening stanza. High snap, and they fire in a shotgun formation, firing in the flat and completed, but then immediately taken down is Jonathan Withrow. And they got very little on that, if anything at all. In fact, they probably lost the length of a football again. 3rd down and 15+ to go.
Nice play there by Keith and Derby to fight through the block and drop that play for no gain.
Time they come to near hash marks. Pyle is under center. Wings and or slots both ways, back to pass. Rolling to his left, in trouble. He's hit as he fires, and a duck goes up, and it is going to be intercepted by Blue Hill. Interception by Blue Hill. Chase Hofferberg comes up with the interception. He was hit. That was picked. Perfect line and defensive back play right there.
Yeah, it really was. Defensive line got up the field, put pressure on the quarterback. He really threw that up to the grass. He should have been. That's a situation where a quarterback should just take the loss and punt the football, but maybe the young youth of this quarterback, and he threw it up for grabs, and the Blue Hill opportunistic on defense all year long with some turnovers.
37-yard line of Blue Hill is where the Bobcats will set it up. Parker Trumbull is the quarterback. He stands in the pistol. He's got one man in the backfield with him. He's got slots both ways.
Calls out the signals, and the first offensive play for the Bobcats is a quarterback keeper. Left side, Trumbull has it up to the 45-yard line and out of bounds at about the 47-yard line.
Just the zone read there. Kept the ball on the outside. Good, strong runner there. This number 4 quarterback has been a good producer for them all year long. Trumbull brings up 2nd and 2.
Trumbull is a senior, good-sized kid, 175 pounds. Plays free safety on the defense. Had a slight delay here. Second down and one coming. Longhorns on defense for the first time tonight. They took almost 6 minutes off the clock before the interception. Again, shotgun. Handoff goes to the running back, Sharp. He falls forward for the first down, and Blue Hill gets a new set of downs.
Kimball came with a blitz off the strong safety or the Will linebacker side, turned that ball inside, but the momentum there by the running back still got him the first down.
Blue Hill coming up with an interception, stopping a long drive by the Longhorns. Kept the ball for about 6 minutes in the early going. Come to the line of scrimmage now with a first and 10. Shotgun, two backs in the backfield with the quarterback Trumbull keeping himself. Cuts back up inside and gets about 3 or 4 yards. He'll be shoved back there by Jake Reeder for the Longhorns. Bring up a second down and 7 yards to go. Second and 7 now for Blue Hill. Trumbull comes to the near sideline to get the play from Scott Porter.
Kimball playing a man outside on their outside receivers and bringing the free safety up like almost like a middle linebacker. And almost no safety in the middle of the field on that last play. So they're going to make the team that wants to run the football throw it as well, it looks like.
Offensive pace here is slow. They're going to be close to a delay of game, and now I think they got it. Nope, they had to take a timeout. Whistle blew. It was a timeout. We'll take 1 minute here on the Breeze 94.5 and 94.1 the brand high school football.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Shotgun formation. Truger hits a man on the right side. It's his wide receiver, Mitchell Rubelit. And Rubelit moves the ball down inside the 25-yard line. Out in the flat to the right side, Blue Hill with a nice gain and a first down. As they try and get some points off a turnover here, the interception by Hofferber after good pressure on the quarterback for the Longhorns of Kimball Austin Pyle. Forced Pyle to put up a lame duck, and he came up and took it away. And now they may pay for it. At the 25-yard line, it is Trumbull with a quarterback keeper off the left tackle, and he'll be taken down by Bernie Bridge.
Nice zone read there, play. All the momentum going the other way. Quarterback kept it. They've got something working there with that off-tackle play with the quarterback, Trumbull.
Bridge is the leading tackler for the Longhorns, and he came up with another one there. Second down and 4 yards to go, though, as the Bobcats approach the red zone. They're still just outside the 20-yard line. Shotgun single setback, slot left side. Option, quarterback keeper, right side, cuts it up, 10-5, touchdown Blue Hill. So the Bobcats make the Longhorns pay on the interception.
They did. That was a great offensive series there. They got the ball, moved it on, it completed the long pass, and then that option play to cap it. Just a zone read play, quarterback kept it, got a lane to run in with good blocking by the receivers on the outside, and just a walk-in touchdown.
That's about a 21-yard walk-in. And now Blue Hill will probably go for two here. Trumbull comes back in. The ball is spotted inside the 10-yard line. And that's what it'll be. Sharp is the setback. He'll move into the slot formation. Wides both ways. They go in almost a spread now. Shotgun formation. Trumbull back to pass. Looks in the end zone. Fires, and it is complete for the two-point conversion. And Blue Hill leads it 8-0. That two-pointer converted to Mitch Krueger, the 160-pound freshman. And Blue Hill with an 8-point lead. We're back in 30 seconds on the Brand 94.1 and the Breeze 94.5 with high school playoff action.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches, a split second, feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, T&M Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney. Home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, experienced pros like Steve Varinol and Tino Martinez. T&M Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. T&M Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Find them and like them on Facebook for pre-opening information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Longhorn came out to play here today. They took the opening kickoff and drove it close to midfield. And then quarterback Austin Pyle was pressured into a bad throw. It was picked off by Jace Hofferberg. And a 63-yard drive ensued. Blue Hill Bobcats on top 8-0. Here comes the kickoff. Line drive goes through the end zone, and it'll be a touchback for Kimball.
Well, the key on that last drive was Kimball got that the motion penalty on second down that set him at second and 15, forced him to throw the football, something that they obviously are not as adept at running the ball. They get behind the chains, they've got to avoid the turnovers, avoid the penalties, and they can move the ball on this Bobcat team.
And they come out now with the I formation, slot man to the left side. Reuter is the wide out to the right side. Snap, handoff to the tailback. He's got some running room and gets it out to about the 25-yard line. Withrow on that carry.
They're getting good movement up front. The Longhorns are opening up holes, and their backs are running through them. That's a second and three maybe here, so it's a good first down. As long as they don't get behind the chains with a penalty, they're moving the ball.
Bright sunshine out of the west and breeze of some substance out of the north that the Longhorns are driving into. Quarterback keeper out of the shotgun goes right side, tries to cut it back, gets a couple of yards, but not enough for the first down. Buried over there by several Blue Hill Bobcats, including Chase Hofferberg.
Interesting, every time they've tried to go to the outside in these first two drives, they've gotten... They haven't got the positive yardage that they've gotten running between the tackles. That's a third and short, but not nearly as effective as they are between the tackles, which is surprising with that many blue shirts right there over the ball.
Coming up under center now, the quarterback, Austin Pyle, with a single setback bridge in the backfield. Now, a slight delay here as the referees come to the near sideline. I don't know why. I don't see a timeout being called.
Official came over and had a conversation. It looks like an official timeout. Maybe something to do with the clock is what it looks like.
The scoreboard went totally black. That's
far for the day.
That's not good. That's not good. All right, well, we got the down and distance guys across the way. We just don't know how much time is on the clock.
We got some technical difficulties. Everybody's looking up at the guy in the box. I'm glad it's not us they're looking at.
Yeah, well, they got this new press box here at Blue Hill, and they did a nice job. The Booster Club put it up over the summer. They started on July 4th. Well, there's power now in the booth. But they're looking
they're
at us here
switches.
Going like, we're next window down, guys. That's that's not my job. Your score is 8-0. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's take a one-minute timeout here. You're listening to high school football with the 8-0 Blue Hill Bobcat lead over the Longhorns as they figure out what they're going to do here on 94.1 The Brand and 94.5 The Breeze.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually, and for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give £1 or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Get max comfort, max gas mileage, and max affordability in an 04 Chevy Malibu Max. Has the sunroof, the DVD player, and 90,000 miles. Books for $7,975, yours for $7,375 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On one running play, got the first down for the Longhorns as they got it fixed in under the 1 minute that we wanted to go. So the first down play was a toss to the right side. Withrow got it for about 3 yards. It'll be second down and six now as the Longhorns on their second drive just inside their own 35-yard line. And the clock is visible and running under 2 minutes in the first period.
And Kimball's great offense is just a formula of just keep the ball matriculating down the field, as our old Kansas City Chief coach would say.
Stull dots the eye, gets the call, left side, tries to find the corner and can't. Gets maybe a yard. It was real close to a face mask on that. We saw some bobcat paws coming in there, but no call.
Just slapped the face mat, didn't grab hold of it. Again, trying to go outside a little bit, which surprises me. They've had good success up the middle, and now we're at a third and seven, maybe, yeah, seven and a half.
Yeah, long six, short seven coming up here now. As going to the far side is Stull. Rest of the Longhorns huddling up. Break the huddle. Pyle comes up under center this time. He's got one setback with him. They go with a double wing off the right side and a bunch off way right. Handoff this time goes to the single setback. That's Bridges, and he gets maybe a yard or so. So all of that overloading to the right side, and then they try to go left and got nothing.
Well, good pressure there by number 64, Dial Rose. Dalen Rose? How do you say that?
Damon. No, wait a minute. Where are you at?
Right here, 64.
Oh.
Sorry.
Dylan Rose, yeah.
Dylan Rose, I'm sorry. Tried to give you a call and not give it out today. I apologize.
Not a child of the 60s, I see. Okay, yeah. Shotgun formation, punt formation, and kind of a low short kick gets up to the 50 and inside the 45-yard line of Blue Hill. So a short kick for the Longhorns and Blue Hill with decent field position at their own 45-yard line, coming off a scoring drive just a couple of moments ago that resulted after the interception.
Well, it looks kind of a little bit of a controversy here. The ball actually hit the back of the heel of a Kimball player and should have been dead right there. And then the ball rolled another 3 or 4 yards, and they downed it there, and the officials were trying to decide where to spot it. Either way, it's a short field for the Bobcats, again on offense.
Blue Hill did pick up some yardage on that, Tim Bob. Good call. And it'll be at first down at the 47-yard line of Blue Hill. Picked up a few yards on that. Pistol formation, handoff goes to Hofferber. Hofferber fights his way forward for 5-6, close to 7 yards before he's wrestled down there by the Longhorns. P.J. Nicely, a 5'10", 170-pound weak side linebacker.
Good strong run there. Got yards after contact, 3 or 4 yards, carried a few players with him. Wound up with a second and short here. And there's the end of the first quarter, maybe?
For your score is Blue Hill 8 and the Longhorns of Kimball nothing. Back in a minute, you're listening to high school playoff football on the Brand 94.1 and the Breeze 94.5, also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture, in business since 1889. Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality that you're looking for. Top brand names, too. Blue Hill Furniture wishes the athletes the best of luck today. Blue Hill Furniture, 501 West Gage.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Quarter, new downs for Blue Hill. It is now second down and a long three, short four to go. The ball is spotted at the 45-yard line of Kimball, who had the long drive in today. Kickoff at 5:30, one of the mid-range games.
The officials are looking up here.
And now they're looking at us. Now we got 12 minutes on there. Yeah, the scoreboard clock is misbehaving today. So now they got it set at 12. Now we're ready to go. And it's Trumbull in the shotgun with a single setback. Slot to the left side. And he'll keep it. And actually he tried to fake it to Hofferberger, but Longhorns were not fooled. And he gets about a 5-yard loss there, back to the 49-yard line.
Great play there by Jake Reeder to break through the line and hit that running back right as he took the handoff and drop him for a loss. That's a big play there for Kimball, bringing up third down and now about six.
After every one of these plays, Trumbull is coming to the near sideline and collecting information from Scott Porter, the coach. No shuttle. They go leg it to the quarterback. Two setbacks in the backfield, wides both ways, slot left side, back to pass, looking downfield is Trumbull, and he's got a man. It's Rubelid, 15-10, touchdown. Mitchell Rubelid, the 155-pound junior, hauled it in and took it all the way for the Bobcats, who are now in the lead by two touchdowns and a two-point conversion. That adds up to 14. They're going to try to make it more.
Yeah, they're playing man-to-man on the outside, so those post routes to the middle of the field are wide open. And the good connection there, good throw, good catch, and a big play.
Rubelid key on both of the touchdown drives. That one he took it at himself. Last one he had a nice touchdown or a nice pass for the first down. Two-point conversion lineup is
no good.
Not good.
tried to run the old swinging gate out there. Yeah, had five linemen out there, and he snapped it. And the quarterback had no place to go. Kimball was not fooled. Good job of keeping him out of the end zone.
No conversion. Blue Hill leads 14-0. We'll be back with the kickoff on 94.5 FM, The Breeze, 94.1 The Brand, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in a half minute.
Where do you get more Superstore? Outlets, Superstore, shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
Hamill holds the ball for Rubelit, gives it a ride, and it goes down inside the 30. And they're going to mark the ball at about the 25-yard line. So the kickoff ensuing, decent field position, not great field position for the Longhorns with 11:07 to go here now in the first half of play.
I was going to say, as a heads-up play by Withrow, that ball was live, and he had to go dive on it just to cover it because it was just kind of sputtering out there.
That was a with-the-wind kick, so probably had a little bit of English on it there. I formation, they hand it off to Withrow again. Yeah. He's got the pink shoes on.
He does have nice-looking pink shoes. Brown on the tackle that time, defensive lineman getting in there and putting a stop to it. Maybe the coaches, they still picked up 3 yards on the carry.
Second seven coming as the shadows get longer here at Blue Hill.
Something I've been impressed with is Kimball's ability to run the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Withrow dots the eye. Slot left side. He'll get the pitch, tries to cut it back, and he'll get cut down. Cut down right at the line of scrimmage, maybe minus one on that.
Good time. That time Lovejoy got up the field from his defensive end position, turned that play back, didn't allow him to get to the outside. Lost yardage, lost a couple on that play.
Withrow goes out now.
Something else I've been impressed with is the Blue Hill defense. Their defensive line not giving much. Right when we think Kimball's getting something going, they step up and they make a play defensively.
Yeah, they're not letting them get to the outside. I'm sorry.
Timeout on the field. We'll take a minute here. You're listening to high school playoff football. Blue Hill 14, Longhorns nothing on 94.5 FM The Breeze and 94.1 The Brand. We'll be back in 1 minute.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Coming now, and a punt formation, long and low kick fielded at about the 25-yard line for Blue Hill. A nice job of hanging on there by Keith and Drury. And maintaining some field position as on third down, there was a pass incompletion setting up the fourth down punt, and that was, again, with the wind. And so they got some distance on it.
Good tackle there by Austin Pyle to bring him down just as he caught that ball off the bounce.
Great punt coverage. Stayed right in his lane, broke down right before, made sure he made the tackle. You know, didn't try to make a big hit. You know, that's the worst thing you want to do is try to make a big hit, and then the returner goes right by you. Great job there by Pyle.
Blue Hill on top, 14-0 now after the punt. Trumbull is in the shotgun. He's got slot man to the left side. They hand it off to Sharp, and he barrels through for about 2 or 3 yards, but not a lot. Some stout defense there being shown by the Longhorns. J.J. Poss in on the tackle for Kimball.
I'm a little concerned with Kimball playing man-to-man on the outside with no safeties in the middle of the field. That really opens up the post routes and the deep route down the field. And this team, the Bobcats, have shown they can throw the ball this year.
They can throw the ball, and Rubelid has been key in 2 touchdown drives. One for a key first down, one for the touch itself. Sharp gets the call again, and he barrels up across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. Clock running at 9:15 to go until halftime, and he's going to be close to a first down, but not there yet.
Just got it behind his lineman, lowered his shoulder, and just drove the pile down the field for a first down.
Oh, they're going to give him a first down. So they move the chains, and it'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats, who send Drury out wide to the left side. 2 setbacks in the backfield. Trumbull in the gun. Gets the snap, back to pass, rolls right, fires in the flat, in and out of the hands of Shane Comacher at about the 45-yard line of Kimball.
Just a little hitch route there, just stopped at about 5 yards, was wide open. Quarterback ball looked like it was well thrown. Maybe the sun got in his eye as the sun sets to the west, because he seemed to just go right by him.
He was looking right back into the sun. You're right about that. Second and 10 coming now. Blue Hill on top, 14-0. 2 touchdowns and 1 successful 2-point conversion is the means by which the score got to where it is. Slot man to the right side. 2 men in the backfield with Trumbull. He hands it off again to Sharp. Sharp barrels forward up to the 45-yard, or down to the 45-yard line as they are in Longhorn territory now. And that'll bring up a third down and a long 5, short 6 to go.
Sharp is a strong running back, 175, a senior. We saw him last year. He's a good, strong runner.
Yep, he hits that hole hard. Doesn't matter if he's going to get hit. He lowers his shoulder. He embraces the contact, gets the extra few yards that you're looking for.
Komacher wide to the right side. Slot man inside him. Again, they work the option right side. Hofferberg gets it, has the corner to the 40 and inside to about the 36-yard line.
Ran a nice option play there. Looked like the Longhorn defender was going to come up and make a play, but the back dropped his shoulder and ran by him, stumbled, or he might have been gone to the house.
That moves the chain, stops the clock with 8:26 to go. And Blue Hill, I don't know, it would be too early to say going in for the kill shot here. They'd be up by 3 scores pretty early in the ball game. Shotgun formation, 2 setbacks, fake the handoff. Trumbull follows the lead block and gets inside the 35-yard line on about a 4-yard first down pickup.
Yeah, that's just a quarterback lead, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, they faked it, and then he waited for his running back to go up in the hole. That just followed his running back, got there, got 4 good yards. I don't know if we'd be calling for the kill shot yet. It's still only 2 scores. You know, you're still a turnover away. If they do get it, you might see it, though, start to creep in some doubt maybe in those Kimball players'
heads. Blue Hills 7-1. Kimball coming into this thing 4-4, but they were 4 wins out of the last 5 games. Shotgun formation. Trumbull, handoff quickly to Sharp, goes right side quickly. He's taken down.
Good play there by the Longhorns. Defensive end got up the field, had a 3-man on him and tackled him for a loss back to behind the original sticks, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to come up third down and probably 11, not quite 11 yards to go. And so it would look like they want to go to the air on this, as they have in the past. Rubelid,
watch the
key
post route. Yeah.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, we've seen that post route been open twice. Let's see if they go back to
Rubelid
it.
Rubelid is wide to the left side. Shotgun for Trumbull. Back to pass, looking for Rubelid. Left side, fires long. Out there is Komacher. He gets the ball in and out of his hands, though, out of bounds, incomplete. Fourth down coming for Blue Hill.
Good stand there by Kimball. The defender did a good job. He ran out and up with the inside receiver down the sideline. Ball was up in the air, and the defender was right there, not allowed reception.
You know, that we had twins here to the left, and the one did run the post, so we thought maybe they would go there. Maybe the safety would cheat over on that post route. Stayed with his guy, stayed with him on that route, caused him, had that sideline there as that 12th defender, made sure that it was a difficult pass play. So excellent defense there by the Kimball Longhorns.
They're going for it here on fourth down, though.
Fourth and 10, or fourth and 10 plus. Slot man left side again, straight back to pass again. Trumbull, now he fires the right side this time. He's got a man, but over his head. He was going for Rubelit again near the goal line. He kind of turned him around as he was looking for it on his inside shoulder, and it came in on the outside shoulder.
Yeah, and it looked like, you know, it's the one area over there by the goal line where the sun's creeping through, and it looked like the ball might have just doinked off his helmet. It was a good throw. Tough play, even if the sun wasn't shining in his eyes. But I think the sun just, I mean, he probably didn't even see where the ball
was.
Yeah,
I think so. I think you're right. He lost track of the ball in the air when it got up in the sun. So, big stand there by Kimball. You were ready to give him the kill shot, and
no,
the Longhorns said, aren't dead yet.
He asked the question.
When I said that,
we answered it.
Definitely a question mark at the end of that.
I'd say the Longhorns answered.
They went for the kill shot. They did not get the kill shot. That's the key here now. On the turnover on downs, and Kimball has the ball at their own 37-yard line. Back to pass and firing downfield. It's not a pretty thing, but it gets there in and out of the hands. And is it intercepted by Trumbull? No, it fell to the ground. There were 2 Blue Hill Bobcats on the intended receiver, Bridges. It was a punt that
punt.
It was a pass, looked like a wobbly punt. It got downfield, but very slowly, and gave Blue Hill the opportunity to come up and break up that play. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go.
But you got to do that if you're Kimball every now and again, to back those safeties off, to push those cornerbacks and give you a chance to get outside and move the ball, which you're doing running the ball.
Kimball with a second down now. It's a mix-up in the backfield. Blue Hill is indicating that they have the ball after the fumble. Let's see what the referees, they agree. And Blue Hill gets their second turnover on Kimball. The second one, this time a fumble. They had an interception earlier and made Kimball pay for it with an 8-point touchdown plus 2 points.
Looks like it was just an exchange between the center and quarterback. One left too early. Usually they blame that on the quarterback. You got to stay in there, and the ball dropped between the center's legs, and that's never a good thing.
Blue Hill on the 37 of Kimball. Shotgun formation, slots both ways, back to pass. Trumbull fires down left side, long ball. Rubelit is there. He's got it. Circus catch. Stepped out of bounds. It looked like he was going to be falling into the end zone right over the pylon. Referee says, no, you stepped out of bounds and you didn't have possession.
Wow. That was a great catch and a great defensive play. The ball was tipped by the defender. It was up kind of in the air, and he grabbed it with, but his foot was on the out-of-bounds line, and it's an incomplete pass.
Second down and 10 coming. A little thriller there, by golly.
You know, we are inches away from seeing, and he snuck it in that pylon. If his foot's not on that, and that's a tough call. I mean, from up here, that's a tough call. He says that his foot was out. If it's 2 inches forward, we have a touchdown. We have that kill shot we've been talking about.
Right, the one you were looking for.
Ball games.
Right.
Lucky for Kimball. They catch a break right there.
Shotgun again. The handoff is given to Sharp. Sharp has a little bit of running room and pounds it out another 5 yards. Gets down inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line of Kimball. With a third down coming, they'll have about 5 yards to go.
Well, that's a nice collision there. Sharp ran hard. The linebacker came up, and that's the eye-opener. That's spring practice right there, man, coming and hitting each other.
6 minutes till halftime.
I was just going to say, you know, Trumbull's only 2 of 6 right now passing, but the two he's completed have been real big, and then the other four have just been impressive throws, nice sharp throws. It's surprising to see such a sharp throw from
Hamill. Gallagher. Wide left shotgun formation. The option left side this time. They leave it off for Sharp, and he'll go forward for another 3 or 4 yards. There's fourth down coming, and they didn't punt last time. I suspect they may not this time.
No, I don't think so. And Jeff, we saw this Blue Hill team a little bit last year. This quarterback, him and Sharp have played together, and Rubelid, and they've got a good connection. He throws a nice ball. You are right.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty ball. It just sits up there, and he hits him in stride, which is what you want to do. You know, you don't see those big lofty punt-like throws that we saw earlier.
Rubelid and Kobachur go wide to the right side this time. We saw them wide left together in the last series. Again, the pistol. And the handoff is faked. Now the quarterback will keep it. Trumbull, I think, has the first down as he is upended there by Reuter, who came up from the linebacker spot. We'll see where they spotted. It looks like it's close.
It's going to be close. He broke a tackle. Looked like he might go. And then the defender came up and put a nice tackle on him, took his legs out. And they're going to have to measure for it,
Measurement brought to you by Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance. Don't forget, when's the last time you had were measured for your car insurance or savings on life insurance? Talk to Jeb Brandt, your local shelter insurance agent, for a free quote. Auto, home, life, and health insurance. Jeb Brandt, your shelter insurance agent, proud supporter of area sports and area athletes. 725 West 2nd Street in Hastings. You can call 402-463-3003. And that stops us from having to spend a lot of time guessing whether or not he got it or not, because the chain gang is just there.
Well, the chain gang's had to maneuver around the coaches over there on the other sideline.
And after all that, he got it by the length of a football. 4:42 to go in the half, and Blue Hill keeps its drive alive. They're up by the equivalent of two touchdowns and points after, but it's two touchdowns and 1 2-point conversion gives them the 14-0 lead here. On the Breeze, want to welcome the folks listening in the Scotts Bluff, Kimball Gehring area on the brand 94.1. Pistol formation, Sharp and Hofferberg in the backfield with the quarterback. Trumbull takes the snap, back to pass, fires long, right side for Rubelid. He's got it! Is it a touch? It's completed at a 1 yard line. He did not get into the end zone, say the referees. A little pushback there by the Kimball player who didn't think that he was in bounds. No replay here.
instant replay here. Nice ball, as you said, Jeff, thrown to the outside, a little flag route there to the pylon. He had to go down and catch it, or he would have been able to get in the end zone. But defender was right there. It's just a well-placed ball and a nice catch by Rubelid.
First and goal to go for Blue Hill, up by 14. Now they wind the clock. Trumbull comes back in from the sideline conference with Coach Scott Porter, the very successful state championship winning Blue Hill Bobcat coach. Clock is at 4:13. Trying to get their third touchdown. Second one off a Kimball turnover. I formation. Sneaks it forward. Trumbull into the end zone. Yes, no, no indication yet.
He stuck the ball out.
Wait for it. There it is. Touchdown, Blue Hill. Boy. These guys.
That took a while.
They could have ordered in for coffee there at the time he got across the touchdown and raised the hands in the air. 3:52 on the clock now as that occurred, and it is now 20-0. They'll go for two. Swinging gate, like Tim Bob said a moment ago. Five people out to the right side. Direct snap to the quarterback. He'll try and get in himself for the 2-point. Did he? Yes, he did. And it is 22-0, Blue Hill on top of Kimball with 3:52 to go in the first half of play. We'll take a half-minute timeout, be back with the kickoff right after this on the Breeze 94.5 and the Brand 94.1 FM.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
All right, Blue Hill has scored three touchdowns and two 2-point conversions on Kimball. And with just under 4 minutes to go until halftime, it is 22-0. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, and Jeff Babel from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here.
I was just going to mention, typically in a game like this, you know, the turnover battle is going to be key. And especially if you want to pull off the upset, you can't be minus two like right now Kimball is.
Rublev does the kicking. It's a low kick and, again, short kick. And fallen upon by one of the front liners who picks it up. Kind of dangerously runs it back across the 40-yard line. Not sure I would do that.
No, I would have fallen on it. His teammate tried to follow it. He scooped it up out of his arms and took off with it. But he's trying to make something happen, trying to make something positive. Got to be careful there with the turnovers. That could have been a big play.
The ball originally a short kick from inside the 40, of course, on the Blue Hill side down to about the 37 of Kimball. And then one of the upmen scooped it up and ran forward. Did get some more yardage, so Kimball's got good field position at their own 41-yard line.
3:46 to go, plenty of time.
Back to pass. Being pressured is the quarterback for Kimball. Runs to the left side and out of bounds. Being chased there by Blue Hill. Pyle is out of bounds. Close to the 50-yard line. They'll mark it at the 47.
He did a good job of scrambling. Two defenders just came, broke right through and came after him. He just turned on the jets and got up the sideline. Looked like there was a little bit of a scuffle over there. Maybe the Kimball sideline wanted a late hit. But either way, it was a good first down pickup. Brings up second and four.
Tremendous athleticism. Like you said, just two guys straight in his face. I mean, you can't even think, well, what am I going to do here?
He
makes a play. Yeah, he makes a 7-yard gain out of nothing.
High formation, pitch, right side. Can't find the cutback lane. Rockhold is going to be delayed and then finally stopped at the 50-yard line. He did get about 2 yards on that. Didn't like he looked like he was going to get anything at all.
Well, he did get a little bit of a cutback there, but the Bobcats are flowing to the football really well. Do have a lineman down here for the Bobcats. Can't see his number right now.
Can't either. Injury timeout is brought to you by Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic. Don't forget, he believes in the natural approach, the best approach for your optimal health and achieve best quality when possible. Get back into the game with chiropractic care from one of the area's most trusted chiropractors, Dr. Troy Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic at 321 North Burlington in Hastings. Now, the down lineman is, we can't pick up the full number here, so I'm not going to say. He's laying right at the 50-yard line, about 5 yards away from the football, and he's going to get up now. He's all right. He's all right.
56.
That would be Tristan Krueger, 205-pound sophomore.
Looks like maybe an ankle.
Looked like he may be an ankle or Got the bell rung here a little bit, but Scott Porter comes out, walks him off. And so now both teams momentarily gathered on their respective sidelines. They come back out, third down and about one to go.
I really think it's important for Kimball. I'm sorry, you're on the other side of the 50.
Yeah. Third down and about one to go here for the Longhorns as they send their quarterback pile under center. I formation, slot right side. Quarterback option now is Rocco fires across the middle, intended for Reuter. And Reuter is covered by Komacher and Rubelid, his opposite numbers on defense. And it falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down and a little over a yard to go.
Yeah, I tried to get a little on a toss sweep and get a pass going on the backside tight end, but good coverage by the Bobcats. Trumbull standing right there with it. Little contact there. Jeff thought maybe should have been a flag, but I think the ball was well overthrown is what the official must have thought.
Longhorns are going to go for it.
I mean, there was noticeable contact. I didn't know if there would be a penalty. I was kind of marking to say watch for it.
Withrow is under center this time, and he gives it straight off ahead to Bridges. And Bridges gets the first down, it looks like.
Kimball just gets a nice push up front. I know they want to keep it open and so they don't crowd in there, but their best play has just been right between the tackles with that big old fullback.
Blue Hill 22-0 lead, 3:06 until the Allens of Hastings halftime report here.
I started to say a minute ago, I think it's important Kimball needs to go down here and get some points, but they also got to stay patient. And not commit another turnover because Blue Hill can strike in an instant.
Pyle under center, I formation, single wide out, and then a slot man firing across his body. Catch by Reuter at the 40-yard line. Nice catch with the hands by the big guy, and it'll bring up a second down and about 3 yards to go.
Not only with the hands, but got hit just as he caught it by a Komacher. Was right there as a well-thrown pass. And that's a big first down, or second first. I'm sorry, they're short. Maybe about a 6 yard gain on the play, but that was big for Kimball.
Actually, a little more than about second down and three. Now, a couple of minutes ago, that might not have been completed because the sun is down
right
now. He's not looking back into the sun on the west side of the field. Under center, firing into the flat. Reuter's got it again. He's got it down inside the 35, inside the 30-yard line. Caleb Reuter is a 6'3", 170-pound prototype high school tight end.
Yeah, just ran a nice little out route there, just a little pivot route to the outside. Quarterback got it to him on time, and he was a load to bring down. He got some yards after contact on that one.
And that brings up a first down inside the 30 by about a yard. Call it the 29-yard line. They wind the clock and stretch the chains, and we're ready to go again. I formation. As Withrow batting the eye, Bridge the up man, and Withrow gets the call right side. He'll get stood up right at the line of scrimmage.
Good job that time by the Bobcats, filling that hole, brought the linebacker and the safety into that play and did not give the back anywhere to go. Under 2 minutes here, important for Kimball to score here, I think, before halftime.
Have no idea whether or not Kimball has a capable field goal unit. That is wait and see, but they're going to go for the six here. They got plenty of time. Minute and a half on the clock. Under center again is Pyle. Slot left side. Works left. Firing down into the end zone. And it is caught by Reuter.
Oh.
And flags come in. Touchdown, Kimball. And we'll see what that's all about. I think it's going to stand as a touchdown. That was a beautiful pitch catch.
I think it's short, Kimball. I think it's hard for us to see, but I think he's just shy there about the 3 yard line. That's when they haven't signaled. But it looks like it's going to be a pass interference and a big opportunity for Kimball.
Kimball needed to get something going here to stay in this ball game. They're down by 22. That's a tough tablet to swallow at halftime.
They call pass interference.
All right, two flags are down. Defensive pass interference is declined by Kimball. They'll take the down and distance, and that does put them inside the 5 yard line. Our angle was bad. And so the call was not the touch, but the first down on the beautiful catch there by Reuter. Again, under center is Pyle. Looks both ways. Hand off to Bridges straight ahead. He piles through, and we'll see how far he got. No indication yet as to whether or not he got the six.
Wow, that is a big – this has been a great drive for Kimball. They opened up the passing game, completed three or four passes, got the big play down here, and that gives him a chance to get back in this ball game.
It'll be second down, goal to go. Ball is spotted at about the 3 yard line, we'll call it. It's like a two-point conversion for the next several downs under center. Pyle again. Handoff this time goes to Withrow. Withrow right side. He'll get stood up, and Blue Hill is looking for a stand.
Yeah, that's a good stand there down the goal line by the Bobcats. Only got 32 seconds left here, so Kimball has to take a timeout and be sure that they do not squander this opportunity.
All right, let's take a half a minute here to regroup. 22-0, Blue Hill is defending a goal-line challenge of Kimball here on the Breeze, 94.5, and the Brand, 94.1, back in 30 seconds.
Trust all your auto body shop work to Arpi's Body Shop in Blue Hill. Arpi's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need Arpi's is the place to see. Arpi's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to Arpi's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
Again at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, and Jeff Babel. This game opened up with a six-minute drive by Kimball that ended poorly with an interception. Blue Hill was able to capitalize on that, and now out front 22-0 are defending a goal line opportunity here for Kimball. Under center pile. Handoff goes to Stull, and I don't think he got in there.
There's actually
might have
a fumble
lost it
down
back.
There.
Yeah, it looks like the football was free. Let's see. They're unpiling now.
You know, when they're out here in the middle of the field and they're running against a four-man front. Oh, they did get the turnover.
Second fumble by Kimball at a tremendously inopportune time for them. Blue Hill will try to capitalize for the third time on interceptions. They have capitalized on both of the previous turnovers, one interception and one fumble. So the Bobcats acting every bit like the 7-1 ball club they are with just under 23 seconds to go in the half.
Well, what happened there out here in the middle of the field, I started to say, when you're against a four-man front, it's a little easier to run. You get down that goal line, you got a six-man front with those linebackers crowding. There ain't room to run in between the tackles.
Blue Hill needs to get a little bit of room here. They're at their own two-yard line. They hand it off on the inside trap, and there's some running room there. And coming out to the near side, he's on a breakaway, is Drury. Drury out to the 40-yard line. Yeah, he got some daylight away from the goalpost. Keith and Drury with about a 40-yard run. They'll spot it at the 42. We think it came from about the 2-yard line. Our angle is bad on that deep inside the field. But Keith and Drury got Blue Hill out of any concerns of safeties and things like that right now.
Yeah, nice run by Drury. Just kept his head up, found a hole there, and kept the ball moving, stayed in bounds, and he took the timeout. They may be going for the kill shot here.
I don't want to hear talk about that anymore. We'll keep it right here. It's a timeout taken by Blue Hill. As we said, Kimball came out here playing exactly like they would if they were the 7-1 ball club instead of the 4-4. They controlled the ball the first 6 minutes of the ball game before some nice defensive pressure by Blue Hill ended up in an interception by Hofferberg. Trumbull then with a 21-yard run made it 8-0 with the two-point conversion, a 48-yard pass to Rubel that made it 14-0. The conversion attempt was no good, but a two-point was good after Trumbull's 1-yard touchdown run that capped a 63-yard drive with 3:52 to go in the half. And now, after a promising but unsuccessful touchdown attempt by Kimball, Blue Hill has it back after the fumble, and a 40-yard run got them out of danger in front of their own goalpost. Nice run by Keith and Drury. Now time is about to be called back in here as Trumbull is talking to the referee, and everybody's getting lined up. Hamill is wide to the left side, slots both ways. A shotgun formation, first and 10 for Blue Hill. Back to pass. Trumbull looks across the middle. He's got Rubel. Nice catch by him with the hands at the 41-yard line. Now they say he did not hang on. He came down hard, and he's slow getting up.
I was going to say it's the first time that Kimball has backed up and had their safeties in the middle of the field and backed off that man pressure, trying not to give up the big play, seeing that Blue Hill has the ability to get the ball down the field. But they did catch it, and they gave him a first down. Rubley was slow to get up there.
All right, that was a completed pass and a nice catch, and another timeout's going to be taken here by Blue Hill as they see an opportunity, at least for a shot, with 6 seconds to go in this first half.
Rublet seems to be shooken up a little bit. He's standing there with his head down like he's got the wind knocked out of him or got a bump or something. Coach came over and talked to him. He seems to be laboring a little bit.
Playoff coverage on Platte River Radio brought to you by, in part, Dunham Sports. They're brand new to the Hastings area. They're the newest sporting goods superstore. Brings you all the top quality name brands at a lower price, even more discounts when you sign up for the team plan or the Dunham's Rewards program at dunhamsrewards.com. Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where the big name brands bring you in and their low prices bring you back. Now open in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. We'll be out there with a live remote on Saturday with Skip Barry from noon until 2 at the new Dunham's at the old Walmart, north end of Hastings. Ball is spotted at the 42-yard line, the 42-yard line of Kimball. 6 seconds on the clock. Bunch to the right side. Slot to the left side. Back to pass. Firing long. No, and the ball is taken the hands of Trumbull as his hand was going forward, but it'll be kind of a moot point. There's 0.7 seconds on the clock. I think Kimball's going to come up with that football as they took it right out of the hands of Trumbull, who was going to fire a long one downfield, and that plan was cut short.
Looked like number 84, Caleb Reuter, came in there and maybe swiped that ball out as he ran by because he was about to let it fly, and we'd have had us a Hail Mary.
Reuter's having a heck of a game. He's having a Hail Mary of a game.
He was having a Hail Mary of a game. You're right.
First down and 10. Now Kimball will have a shot at a snap. We'll see what they do, if they'll just kneel it or give it a go with a long pass. Reuter goes wide to the left side. Bunch trips to the right side. Single setback is Bridges. Pyle is under center. Back to pass. He's looking for Reuter deep. Fires with all his might. Has a man. It is batted in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Withrow at about the 25-yard line would not have ended up as a score, as we do end up the second period of play here, and we're on to halftime. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, be back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and our guests from Scotts Bluff, Gehring, and Kimball on 94.1 The Brand. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture, in business since 1889. Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality that you're looking for. Top brand names, too. Blue Hill Furniture wishes the athletes the best of luck today. Blue Hill Furniture, 501 West.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at Hastings Ford Home.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
We're the Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
All right, back in the Allens of Hastings Superstore halftime report, Craig Eckert along with Tim Bob Ketzmiller and Jeff Babel. It is a 22-0 Blue Hill lead here in round one of the C2 playoffs. coming to you live from Blue Hill, one of, you believe this, one of 64 games in C1, C2, D1, and D2 being played today.
Goodness.
A lot of football in, a lot of community spirit being put on the line here as some teams will end it for good, at least for this year, yet today.
Yeah, we were just looking at the brackets there a little bit. Looks like Blue Hill is probably going to have a good opportunity. One of these two teams with a 7-1 record there, going to have to go through Crofton down here at 6-1. But the big one is Sutton up there at the top at 8-0, just up the road here from Blue Hill, that could be coming down for a big matchup later in this playoffs.
Sutton has to, if Sutton and St. Cecilia go ahead, they will meet up next on Halloween. And then depending on the outcome here, the winner here is going to play the winner of the Perkins County Hershey game. And again, the I before E except after C rules that are set up here by the high school league. So you don't know if you're a if you're the highest seed, you get the home game first out. But if you're a higher seed and you played at home and the lower seed to whom you are playing next didn't play at home the first time, you got to go to their venue. So
well, because you got to I guess Blue Hill would be the higher seed there because they've got 42 versus 41. But that's a couple of 7-1 teams looking around. But we still got to play a second half here. I'm not doing a give the Kimball team. They played well.
Yeah, well.
Turnovers have really hurt them.
In other words, if Perkins County wins in the other bracket and Blue Hill maintains here, then Blue Hill would host a second playoff game because Perkins County would have had their home game.
Right, right.
But if the upset comes, that's the thing that's kind of weird is it strikes me odd that you can't win out and maintain home field position with Nebraska High School League rules.
Got to be fair, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get you started.
Don't get me started. Yeah, exactly right. Back on the Allens of Hastings halftime report here in just a moment. Jeff Babel has some interesting stats here. I think both teams have some pretty decent stats. Both had some interesting drives, but cut short by turnovers. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes here on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. You're listening to 94.1 The Brand, KNEB, Scottsbluff, Gehring, and Kimball. And The Breeze, 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island. Back in 2 minutes.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Back on the Allens of Hastings halftime report, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, and Jeff Babel, who has been ciphering over there with some individual stats. Jeff?
Well, let's start it off with Blue Hill. unofficially right now. You know, I was struggling there with the first quarter trying to get through our computer issues, but I did crunch all the numbers. Right now, Blue Hill rushing right now, 88 yards, led by the quarterback Parker Trumbull. He's got 43 yards on 8 carries. And then Hofferber, 4 carries for 20 yards, and Sharp, 8 carries for 21 yards. So they're spreading it out between those three. There's no real dominant run right now. Passing-wise, they've got more yards in passing than rushing. They've got 90 through the air from Trumbull, 4 of 8 passing for 90 yards. All of those going to Rubelin, and a lot of those have been looking good too. Then we head over to Kimball. Kimball's got, and actually Blue Hill's got 178 total yards, excuse me. Going over to Kimball, they've got 65 rushing yards. They've kind of spread it around as well between Bridge, Withrow, Rockhold, Stoll, and Pyle. Their leading rusher is number 21, Jonathan Withrow, for looks like 11 carries for 25 yards. And then Bridge right behind him with 8 carries for 13 yards. If we look at Pyle, he is right now 4 of 7 through for 44 yards through the air. So total of 109 yards, and Pyle did have that big interception, and Kimball does have 3 turnovers to 1 for Blue Hill. Blue Hills was at the end of the half, didn't really have anything to do with it. So right now, minus 3 in the turnover battle, and that's 3 scores, and that's what how many scores this ball game is.
At the half, we're at 22-0 Blue Hill. Kimball?
I was going to say, but they've got 109 yards of offense. It's not like they haven't moved the ball.
Right.
The turnovers have just been critical.
And sometimes we can kind of get a handle on the time allotment. Consider that Kimball opened up the ball game, held on to the ball for the first 6 minutes before giving up an interception. That would be the first of 3 turnovers, 2 of which resulted in Blue Hill scores. So Kimball came into this thing with a lot of confidence. They ran the ball at Blue Hill successfully. Blue Hill answered with the good defensive pressure and turnover, but there has been no indication that Kimball came in here feeling like a 4-4 ball club.
Yeah, but Kimball's problem is there's such a tight window. They don't have a room for mistakes.
Right.
They needed to move the ball and pick up those third and fourth down and shorts and matriculate down the field, as Hank Stram would say. And when they turn over the ball or they get the third and long with a penalty, it really takes them off course.
Speaking of a different category, different division here, we were talking about who's number one and all that kind of thing. Number one seed in C2, Sutton, is beating Cambridge 36-0 at the halftime. Get on to D2. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep, when he was asked about D2, he just said Giltner.
Yeah.
He didn't even amplify Giltner. And Giltner is making him a wise man. They are leading in their game 70-6. 70-6 is the same team that, along with their opponents, scored a total of 140 points in their last regular season game. They had 90 of them.
There'll be some happy people down at the Sitting Bull Saloon having some Sitting Bull pizza.
Some of that
tonight.
Pizza there, you betcha.
Hey, Jeff had a comment, I'm sorry.
Ahead, well, I just wanted to go back and comment on these turnovers, and not only the turnovers, but we had that one penalty, and Tim Bob, you said it at the time, where it was second and about 10, and then they had a 5-yard motion penalty, made it 2nd-15, which ended up making them, I think, punt the ball. Kimball, you know, everyone's kind of giving the West teams this hard time. It's like the perception that they don't play anybody. Kimball has, for every intents and purposes, has impressed me with their ability to run the ball. They're matching Blue Hill's physicality. It's just those 3 turnovers. One of them was on their 2-yard line.
That's
a 7-point turnover right there. And then, Craig, you said the other 2, Blue Hills turned into points. So
exactly.
The straight up, this game could be anywhere. You know, it could be tied at 0. It could be, 7-7. But these turnovers and the one penalty that we've had have cost Kimball the game. Now, I don't want to say that the game's over, but if Kimball has any chance or any hope to come back in this game, they not only can't turn the ball over anymore, they, in fact, probably need to turned Blue Hill over once or twice and capitalize on their turnovers.
Yeah, and Scott Porter for Blue Hill is probably saying the same thing to his club right now as they kneel and now get up and unstretch for the second half. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. In the grocery department, they'll beat any competitors' ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore? You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We're coming to you live from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth in the new facility here at Blue Hill. The Booster Club began construction on this on July 4th, and they said they beat the kickoff by about a week. So I said, well, you don't get style points for finishing up too soon, but on a chilly night like tonight, it sure is great to have them completing that task.
Well, it looks like we had some scores come through here, and C1 Shadron right now beating Valentine 28-0. That's in the second. That's a rematch of last week where Valentine won in overtime, so upset there. Another upset right now in GICC, O'Neill leading 7-0 over GICC. That's in the first. Sutton and Cambridge.
Keep it under control, Jeff.
Yep, sorry. C2, Sutton 36, Cambridge 0. At halftime, I'm an O'Neill native, if anybody didn't get that reference. Blue Hill and Kimball, the one we're giving you here, right here on 94.5 The Breeze and 94.1 The Brand. 22-0, Hastings St. Cecilia, Thayer Central. That's a rematch, 13-0 right now in favor of the Blue Hawks. That's it in the second quarter. And it looks like in D2, Medicine Valley taking care of their opponent, 55-12. Yeah, halftime there.
High school playoff coverage, some 36 games all total through the state championships in all six divisions here on Platte River Radio is brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems. Eliminate the hassles of electric pivot irrigation with the proven technology of a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation system. Get continuous movement technology you know and trust. Improve crop production and decades of dependability with the T&L irrigation system. Proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report on the Breeze 94.5 and the Brand 94.1. Back in 2 minutes.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture, in business since 1889. Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality that you're looking for. Top brand names, too. Blue Hill Furniture wishes the athletes the best of luck today. Blue Hill Furniture, 501 West Gage. The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Trust all your auto body shop work to R-Piece Body Shop in Blue Hill. R-Piece does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need R-Piece is the place to see. R-Piece Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to R-Piece Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
Back again, and at halftime, it is Blue Hill 22-0 over Kimball. If you are the coach for the Kimball Longhorns, Chauncey Peterson, what are you going to do? What do you tell the kids?
Well, I think you have to tell your kids to be patient. You're moving the football. You've got a formula. Have to stay away from the penalties and turnovers. Your best defense has been your offense. When you kept the ball and kept them off the field. So I think you have to stay with your game plan. Try not to get, too. Find your places to take your chances and get the ball down the field. But be patient, move the football, and continue to do what you're doing in the first half. eliminate the penalties, eliminate the turnovers, and as Jeff said, create some turnovers in the second half. That's going to be the key, I think, for them to get back in this ballgame.
Just give you a real quick update here on the injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic, specifically focusing in on Mitchell Rublev, the fine wide receiver for Blue Hill, who came down kind of hard on his back. He is up and looks like ready to go for the second half, and that is key to Blue Hill, not only in this game, but they look like they could go at this point, given a win today, assuming that this does continue on, that he would be key to going deeper into the playoffs, wouldn't he?
He would be. I think he's a big part of this offense. And as these seniors play together, the throwing the ball, between the running the ball and the balance that they can create, Rublev and it is important. I think the defensive line for this Blue Hill team has been dominated, you have to say, by Kimball. And if I was their coach, I would be challenging them to step up and make some plays.
Well, they went into this thing with two down linemen and two upright defensive ends. Do you think they're going to bunch you down a little bit more?
Well, they've been bringing the linebackers right up into the line. I mean, it's just – it's 2 yards from a six-man front, and they're moving the ball down the field. So you got to challenge your people to get some push up front against that Longhorn offense.
As you may recall, Blue Hill won the toss, elected to defer to the second half, and it's the second half. And they're going to receive the ball with Comature and Drury standing back inside their 10-yard line. Teeing the ball up is Enrique Guerrero for Kimball. Sidewinder, it's a short kick. Bounces at the 30 inside and fallen upon by Blue Hill. That was kind of a tricky ball there. Mitch Krueger fell on it.
Yeah, it looked like they were maybe trying to get a little onside kick. Not a bad plan. Ball went a little further, skipped off this turf and kind of slid a little further than they wanted it to. Ball was live over there before the Blue Hill player fell on it.
Yeah, the near side half of the kickoff team, they kind of ran like straight down the 40. I mean, that was for sure a designed onside kick. I've never seen one like that operated before.
Blue Hill operating just outside their 30-yard line in their first possession of the second half. Shotgun formation, give to the running back, Sharp, and he'll get pulled back after about a yard pickup.
Kimball brought the blitz that time. Middle linebacker there shot through, had the running back in the backfield, but he was just too strong, broke that arm tackle and picked up positive yardage on the first down carry.
Trumbull comes back in from the sideline to feed the play to his teammates.
I was going to say, sending the blitz, maybe trying to get that extra defender, cause a fumble. Maybe they listened to the Allens of Hastings halftime show. Sure. We said create a turnover.
22-0, Blue Hill defending. Now on offense, shotgun formation, option left side. Trumbull is going to be buried back at the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage, I believe. So it's going to be third down and close to 10 yards to go.
Boy, I tell you, the Longhorns coaching staff got them fired up. That was an aggressive play. Didn't allow them to have that option like they did in the first half. Got up the field, put a tackle and loss of two back to the original line of scrimmage, third and 10.
Might have said, you know how cold you are right now on the field? That's how cold just it a is. Little bit of it's going to be on the bus ride home.
storming defense, just great tackling. You know, didn't let that cutback go, and great form tackling sets up this huge third down and 10.
Hofferber in the backfield along with Sharp. Shotgun formation for Trumbull. Flags are down. A little bit of movement, I think, on the part of Blue Hill.
Hank, no, I think they got Kimball on a hard count in the neutral zone.
You're right.
Yep, I think it looked like Kimball was going to try, you know, if they weren't blitzing, kind of maybe fake it, maybe hoping to scare, you know, Blue Hill. Blue Hill was not fooled.
All right, same formation, double wides, shotgun. Now they fire in the flat. He's got a man, and the man's got the ball, and the man is Sharp out to the 41-yard line. He'll get tackled over there for Kimball by Jake Reeder.
Nice job out there. Again, the Kimball's come to play here to start this second half, bring up a fourth and short, but threw that ball out there in space, chase a hard guy to bring down, and looks like they may force him to punt.
That is Trumbull going in as the long snapper, And the punter standing back at, Lovejoy, standing back inside the 30. It's going to be a fake. Lovejoy is going to try and go for it, and he's going to get snowed at the 35-yard line. So hubris got in the way there a little bit, and Blue Hill was not able to convert on fourth. And now Kimball has great field position, as good as a turnover at the 35-yard line.
That is the definition of a turnover on downs. You know, I can almost feel it. You know, fourth and one, you know, you might want to punt it to win it, but I can kind of just sense it up here. Maybe there was a fake. If why wouldn't they just go for it, trying to get that kill here?
35 of Blue Hill is where Kimball has it, I formation. Pyle in the flat. Reuter turns it upfield and falls forward for about 7 or 8. I don't think he got the first down, but he could have. This is the angle of the field where it's really difficult to tell where the ball is in alignment with the chain gang.
Yeah, just a little simple out route there to that tight end. Watch for an out and up later in that situation, because they're just flooding that zone over here to the near side of the field.
Second down, two coming. Reuter is split out wide to the left side. Withrow is the up man, Bridges the fullback under center, and handing to the tailback is the quarterback Pyle, and he'll fall forward, I think, for the first down. Withrow gets the call.
Literally just a pile of bodies there pushing against each other, and the back just backing his way into that first down.
That is enough to move the chains.
Yep, Kimball coming out, maybe realizing that some of them only got about 30 minutes left, or 24 minutes left in their season. They're going to come back. They're going to bring it the second half. They might go down swinging, but they're going to be swinging, that's for sure.
Bridges fullback again. Pyle under center. Reuter is the wide man with a slot to the left side. Rolling to the right, or to the left, rather, is Pyle, and he's going to get forced out of bounds right at the original line of scrimmage. No gain. Second down and 10 coming.
Good pressure that time by the Bobcats. Got the linebacker through. Didn't let the quarterback get set up. He's got kind of an awkward throwing motion, so he needs to get his feet set, and they didn't allow that to happen. Chased him all the way to the sideline, pushed him out for maybe a loss over there of one.
Hard Kimball, I would think Kimball's in four down territory here no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
So it's third down and 12 yards to go. Under center again is Pyle. This time he'll pitch it way wide to Withrow. Got some space, turns the corner, gets down inside the 15-yard line, and we'll see where they spot the ball exactly. He had to get to the 15 for the first down. Did they give it to him? I don't think he's quite there. It's going to be fourth down and about one at the 16-yard line of Blue Hill.
Yeah, that's the first time they've got that toss sweep to work for him. They got a good block out here on the outside. He was able to get in the lane and pick it up. I think it's only third down, Craig. That was a miss. The yard man over there is a little home cooking on the Longhorns
and,
here.
And me, I'm so gullible, I believe the down guy. What can I tell you? All right, this is a third down coming now. Third down coming after that pitch. And the handoff again goes to Withrow, and he'll go on the right side. They seem to like to run to that right side. He falls forward for what might be a first down. I think he got that one.
Last time they were down here on this goal line, they fumbled the ball. That would have been huge if you get these back-to-back series.
And the Jeb Branch Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang moves it ahead 10 more yards. Reminding you, when's the last time you measured your savings on car insurance? Talk to Jeb Branch of Shelter Insurance in Hastings. First and 10 at the 15-yard line of Blue Hill for the Longhorns of Kimball, who came here to play. Under center, wides both ways, single setback. Pitch this time left side. Bridges has got it, can't find a way to get forward, and he'll get called back in back of the line of scrimmage, about a yard loss.
Yeah, good job there by the defender for Blue Hill. He kept his outside arm away, didn't let his defender, you know, kick him out or hook him, and allowed himself to flow right into the tackle for a loss there on first down, second, and 11.
22-0, Blue Hill on top here. 6:36 to go in the third, but Kimball is threatening and certainly not quitting. Send Reuter wide to the right side. Everybody else is in tight, save for the slot man just inside Reuter off the wing. Pitch, right side, Withrow cuts it in, gets a few yards, and gets stood up and put back. I think they'll give him progress down to the 14 or 13-yard line maybe.
play looked like it had a chance to go somewhere, but the number 55 there for the Bobcats come up and put a big stick on him. You know, I would go with that big tie in through a fade route over here to the corners, what I would do.
Well, there's that angle at us again. We got zero. We got 0 yards, third down, and about 11 yards to go. I thought he made some progress, and there is that big tight end who split out this time to the left side. That's Reuter, trips to the right side, under center is Pyle, looks right, and now he's going to get pressured, fires across the middle dangerously. Is it picked off by Blue Hill? I think so. Nope, it fell to the ground. Coming up on almost a beautiful interception there, I think, was Shane Komacher. If it wasn't Komacher, it was Drury.
Well, Pyle trying to make something happen there. Needed to throw the ball to the outside. Never throw back to the middle of the field when you're under that much pressure. That is, an opportunity for another big turnover. They need to get points here on this fourth down.
Let me stand correct on the third down. It was Kruger with the nice almost interception off the tip. Boy, that was another dangerous pass. That would have been the second caused by pressure pass interception. Pyle fires across his body, gets a man, but it is incomplete at the 15-yard line. They were trying for a little inside screen there, I think, to Reuter, and that's going to do it on this possession, and Blue Hill will get it back on downs.
Boy, what a promising drive that just sputtered out there as they got inside the 20. That's happened to them twice. And that is tough, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, they've had almost every drive. I can only think of maybe one or two off the top of my head that they didn't drive the ball well. And granted, they turned it over on downs. That was almost like just like a punt, basically, here. But if you're Kimball, you've had promising drives. But now with just over five minutes to go in the third quarter, it's time about we need to score. We need to hit Pater. We can't be getting just promising.
Last time in this situation, they trapped it to Drury, who got a 40-yard run. This time it's an option keeper. Trumbull has about 5 yards out to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and Blue Hill's got such a dynamic, diverse offense. It looks to me like they can pick and choose who's going to carry the ball and how they're going to move it down the field.
Every second off the clock is 1 second less that Kimball has to come back. So Scott Porter's not necessarily going to sit on it, but he's not exactly going to go hurry up here either.
No, he's got plenty of time. The clock is his friend.
In fact, their pace is very, very slow compared to a lot of the high school teams we've seen this year, isn't it?
You're right. It's methodical.
Komacher goes wide to the left side, wides both ways, as a matter of fact. Deuce backfield, handoff goes to Sharp. Sharp's got the ball and the first down as he gets across the 30-yard line. That was some hard-nosed football.
Boy, I tell you, he's a hard runner. I like the way this kid carries the ball.
Sharp is a big guy, 175-pounder and a senior. And having done Blue Hill for the last several years, it's kind of fun to see the kids that were on the freshman level at 145 become 155-pound sophomores, 165-pound juniors, and now 175-pound seniors, because they've got a good weight program here at Blue Hill as well. Coming out wide to the left side is Keith and Drury. Shotgun option. Right side, Trumbull pitches. The ball is on the ground, and let's see if Kimball came up with it. They might have. They think they did. They hoping they did. And the referees say yes.
Looks like they did.
There's no indication, but based off what the chain gang was doing,
They're not helping us out much up here.
A little shy. Don't be looking at your shoes there.
Looked like that pitch came out a little flat, maybe just in front of the running back, and he wasn't able to handle it. There's another turnover there, second time. Kimball needs to capitalize.
Shotgun formation, back to pass. Pyle's got plenty of time, and he fires out in the flat. He's got the big guy, Reuter, on the far. No, that isn't either. That is Bridges over on the far side, just outside the 20, close to a first down.
Yeah, and the Blue Hills just playing their two deep safeties and squatting on the outside, not letting them throw the ball down the field, and he's had to go back. But that time he had plenty of time. In the past, he's had a lot of pressure in his face, and that's a big first down play.
4:03 on the clock, third period. Clock is stopped with that. Second down coming, about 2 yards to go. Pyle under center, handoff goes to Withrow, the tailback, and he drives forward close to the first down, but I think he's still a little shy, and that'll keep the clock running, and that's not good for Kimball. It is for Blue Hill.
Yeah, and Kimball's struggled there inside. They've gotten inside the 30, as we've said in the past. They need to be patient here. Maybe go back to that toss sweep. I do not know if they're going to be able to throw the ball in the middle of the field against this Blue Hill defender. Maybe throw something to the outside as a fade route or something to get that mismatch with the height on the outside with their big tight end.
Third down coming. They gave him zero progress on that. Third down coming, just under 2 yards to go. Everybody is in tight wing to the right side. Long count, quarterback sneak. He could have it. Let's see.
Good push there.
Stop the clock and see if they want to bring out the Jeb Brad Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang. Don't need to. The gang says we'll take off on our own. And they give a first down to Kimball.
Blue Hill backed up here again this third quarter. The Longhorns have had the ball on the Bobcats into the field this entire half.
A little urgency coming back on Blue Hill's offense should Kimball score here. Reuter goes wide to the left side. There's a slot man inside him. I formation. Everybody else is in tight. Handoff goes to Withrow. Cuts back. He's got a little running room, and he's still on his feet. Gets maybe 5 or 6 yards before he's finally hit and shoved back. We'll see where they spot his forward progress.
Yeah, it's a good first down run there. Got some good wiggle room and a hole to run through. And maybe about three.
That was a lot of yardage for three forward.
Well, it's hard for us to tell. As back, you said, this angle is very difficult
back
for us
he was,
to tell.
He was scooting back and forth and back and forth. He looked like an Olympic skier. One of those little short slalom thingies.
Slalom thingies.
Oh, yeah. It's a technical term. I formation, pitch right side, and it'll be Rockhold called back for a loss by Blue Hills defense. He'll bring up third down and 10. They're going to spot the ball back close to the 20-yard line at the 20. And Kimball's got third down and 10 to go.
Great play there by Chase Hoffenberger to break through and pull that ball, pull the defender down, the running back down behind the line of scrimmage.
Clock under 2 minutes to go, third. Reuter goes wide to the left side. Everybody else is going to bunch up near the football. In the slot is Withrow. Stull dots the eye, bridges the up back. Pyle rolls to his left, fires into the end zone, looking for Reuter. He's got it! Is it a touchdown? Tell us, please. No, it is not. He is still inside the 2 yard line. At this angle, we really couldn't tell if he was in the end zone or not quite to the goal line. And it'll be first and goal to go for Kimball.
Last time they were down here, they fumbled right on the goal line. They need to punch it in here.
They ran that fade.
And the quarterback sneak goes in, and I think he got the score. Kimball is on the board with 6 points, I think. Again, slowly getting up, slow indication, and no indication at this point by the referees. They unpile, and they say it is just about a football length away from being a touch for Kimball.
Yeah, they did finally go to my fade route that I called for.
Yeah, it was a beautiful route down the left side. The only person who could have caught that was the Kimball. May have been underthrown, but that's almost perfect, though, because it was so underthrown.
Collectively, there's some pretty good pass catches.
Yeah, that was a great play.
Yep.
All right, second down goal to go. Under center is Pyle, and movement for Kimball. That's going to march him back 5.
That hurts because going to go for the quarterback sneak again. The center didn't snap the ball before the fullback ran up to push the quarterback, and that'll mark him back, and that's tough on Kimball. These penalties have been just a killer.
You know, they've only had 3 penalties tonight, but they've been 3 huge penalties.
59 seconds to go in the third, 22-0 still. So all the time off the clock that Kimball has had the ball is less time for them to overcome what would be a 2-score deficit if they get it here. Again, a quarterback sneak. Did he get in? One ref says yes. Second one says yes. Touchdown, Kimball, and it is Blue Hill 22, and the Kimball Longhorns on the board for the first time at 6 points. The conversion is coming up here. We'll see what they're going to try to do. Looks like they're going to try for 1.
That must have been my mistake. We didn't see. They called that on Blue Hill. That's why the ball moved forward and not back, and they were able to run that quarterback sneak. So forgive me, our friends out in Scott's Bluff.
Sidewinder, point after kick is up, and it is good. And your score now is Blue Hill 22 and Kimball 7. Back in 30 seconds for the kickoff here on the Breeze 94.5 and the Brand 94.1.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
All right, it's Kimball on the board now with 7 points, completing the conversion after the fumble by Blue Hill, and they took the ball in from that spot at about the I think it was about the 30-yard line.
About the 35, yeah, that's where the fumble was recovered.
So 35-yard drive capped by a quarterback sneak by Pyle, and the conversion makes it now 22-7.
Watch for the onside again.
It's a squib at the 50, and a Blue Hill player falls on it. It squirts out, and I think Kimball's got it back. Holy smokes, this is turning into
a ball ourselves game. A ball game.
Sorry.
Wow.
You called for it. You said watch for the onside kick. The first time it was almost a pooch kick. This one was just a straight. We're going to go 10 yards. Blue Hill up back. Tries to get it. You know, those up backs, they're usually blockers. They don't have that good of hands. Well, gets him in the hands.
Well, and the ball the ball actually did not travel 10 yards,
right,
but the defender touched it.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you said, not the hands team.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
We laid it out for them. We said they needed to create a couple turnovers. This wasn't a turnover, but this is essentially a turnover.
First and 10, just shy of midfield. Bunch right side, back to pass. Pyle being pressured, fires downfield. He's got a man stall, and he can't get to it. Just a little steep for him, and it's incomplete. Second down, 10 coming.
Well, I think they needed to be patient right there. I'd have run the football and waited. They tried to go get that quick change, but that Blue Hill defender was there. Ball thrown a little high. I'd have kept running the football, but it's playoff football, and you got to take chances.
Yeah, you might want to run the ball there, make it maybe second and mid
right.
Yards to go instead of second and long.
Pitch, near side, with throw, hasn't got the corner as pursuit comes up, and Rubelid comes in and drags him down from the linebacker position. I think he came up, and it'll be a second down coming, and still
third
close
down.
To 10. Third down coming with close to 10 to go.
Yeah, and they've strung that play out well all night. They've gotten one time they've got a cutback on it for about a 5-yard gain. But other than that, Blue Hill has played that toss sweep well and not allowed themselves to get cut or give the defender or running back a lane to run in.
Again, they got this extra possession by an onside kick that succeeded. Rolling to his left side now. Pyle sets, fires downfield, and coming up with the catch for Kimball.
Let's
unpile here. I think, let's see, who's that, Rockwood?
Looks like it. Just a ball thrown up. Defender's there. He went up between two Blue Hill defenders and got that ball like a rebound and brought it down, and that's a big, big play there. Kimball is still fighting back here in the third quarter.
I think that was Rockhold with the catch. Maybe not. It could have been Michael Ferguson. 7 or 8. I'm thinking it was Rockhold because of the fact that he'd been playing all game long and he was on the far side of the field. But now the end of the third quarter, and we're going to take a minute timeout. Back with your score, Blue Hill 22, Kimball 7, but struggling. We'll be right back on the Breeze 94.5 and the Brand 94.1.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture, in business since 1889. Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality that you're looking for. Top brand names, too. Blue Hill Furniture wishes the athletes the best of luck today. Blue Hill Furniture, 501 West Gage.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of Leaders computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation.
The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
First and 10, and Withrow gets the carry down inside the 20-yard line, gouging out 10 yards, and it's another first down for Kimball. With 11:45 to go in this, they're trying to climb back in this battle. They'd been down by 22 points virtually all game long. Now it's 22-7 again. The toss to Rockhold. He'll get stood up at the line of scrimmage as Blue Hills defense begins to stiffen a little bit.
Blue Hills defense has stiffened all night down inside the red zone, or the blue zone, I guess, if you're in Bobcat territory, but they have they've held the ground.
A bit surprised there that they didn't get that ball back to Withrow. He's got 65 yards so far on it, 20 carries. Rockwell has been held below 5 yards total, so interesting play call there.
Go back to that big fullback.
Under center is Pyle. Reuter is wide to the left side. Rockwell, the slot man, they hand it off to Withrow, and Withrow gets very little yardage as he tries to move the line, but they ain't moving. It'll be third down and 10.
Good push that time by the Bobcats up front, not letting those Longhorns drive them out of there. They have bowed their neck. This could be a big one here.
Again, this drive off a successful onside kick by Kimball right after they scored 7. Reuter wide to the right side. I formation. Withrow is the tailback. Under center is Pyle. Back to pass. Looking for Ferguson. Now he has to dance around. Pressured all the way back to the 35-yard line. He'll be brought down by Blue Hill.
Looked like he may have thrown that ball late.
Just as he was going down, he threw the ball away, and we'll see it was completed. It might have been a 5-yard advance from where he would have been sacked, but it's still going to be well below the line, in back of the line of scrimmage. It was incomplete. He did get rid of the ball. What a great effort there by Pyle. Great effort by the Blue Hill defense as well, as that now is a fourth down and 10 yards to go. 10 yards, add one. Fourth and 11 now for Kimball. And they need to go for it.
Blue Hill coach is calling for intentional grounding because the ball did not get back to the line of scrimmage, but maybe they're saying there's a defender or a receiver in the area.
Well, there was, because I thought he'd completed it to a man.
Big fourth down.
Shotgun, bunch right side, back to pass. Pyle looking downfield, fires, and he's got a man. It's intercepted, or is it? Out of bounds. Rublet, I think, stepped up and got the interception. Rublet on both sides of the ball has been amazing tonight with the hands, and he'll pick it off. He'll turn it over. Third interception on Kimball tonight, and Blue Hill dodges a bullet, maintains a lead at 22-7 with 10:14 to go in this one.
Boy, you got to be impressed with Blue Hill's defense. They've been backed up that entire third quarter and the start of this fourth quarter, and they've given up the one touchdown, but they have really played stiff. They need a good offensive possession themselves to get themselves moving to take control of this ball game and get the momentum back in their favor.
Wides both ways as Trumbull is again in the pistol. Two men in the backfield with him. The option goes to Sharp this time. Skirts the right side. Turns it upfield to the 20, almost the 27-yard line. And they're going to move the chains. Nice opening carry there by Garrett Sharp. Off the option by Trumbull.
Yeah, just a nice inside play. He bounced it to the outside, turned on the speed, and delivered a blow here at the end, just as he does almost on every carry. When he gets down there, he is not going to take the shot. He's going to give it.
Third interception and by Blue Hill. Turned away a Kimball drive that started with a successful onside kick. And now wides both ways as Blue Hill has another first down. They give it on the inside to Hofferberger, and he is going to get slammed down for about a 3-yard loss.
Nice job there by the Longhorns, not letting him bounce that outside. That time the defensive end got up the field. The linebacker came in for good pursuit and got a gang tackle there for about a 2-yard loss over there on the far side.
Yep, under 10 minutes to go here. You got to think that Coach Peterson over there for Kimball's got to be thinking, We can't let them get a sustained drive. We got to make them punt on this set of downs right here.
They got to get out, three out. You're right here.
Donovan Trumbull, Ravenna tied at 0 right now in the first quarter. Shotgun, Trumbull, Fakes the handoff, gives it to Hofferber. Hofferber falls forward to the original line scrimmage plus a yard. So we're going to come back at third down and 9 yards to go for the Bobcats. And Kimball needs a hold here. They'd like to get the three and out and the ball back. There's still plenty of time to go.
Look like they're going to. Yeah, it looks like they're going to punt here. I think it's fourth down, isn't it?
Now there you go, reading the down and distance guy again.
I think it's third down.
I think it is third down. I'm just thinking, though, if Blue Hill maybe doesn't convert it, do they punt?
Okay, that's why I was trying to kick there.
For those of you who can't see us here in the radio booth, I was trying to kick Tim Bob.
I'm working with a couple of former quarterbacks, and the hand signals are just rife in the press box here. Shotgun formation, trips wide to the right side. Rolling and back to pass, fires out in the flat to Sharp, and he's got it, but not enough for a first down. So now the scenario is exactly that. Do they kick or
good
not?
Good tackle there by Colton Stoll coming up and making the tackle on the back out here in the back to bring up this fourth down.
First time Blue Hill's fourth down, and it'll be actually the second time. Well, you're right, the first time. The first one was a fake. High kick. It's going to bounce inside the 45, or actually taken at the 40-yard line. Looked like it was going to bounce, and then Withrow came up and took it at the 40-yard line, make that pile. The quarterback takes it at the 40-yard line. Decent field position for Kimball, but now clock is a big deal. 7:51 to go. They need two scores, and they need to top 22 points. They got to get 15 points.
The problem is I just don't know if they've got the passing game to make this happen and then the time to run the ball. That's the question.
I think they might. I mean, you've seen brilliance or short.
Not brilliance.
Well, okay.
You've had good offensive plays by the receivers.
I formation rolling and into the flat complete to Reuter, and he's going to ramble up to close the first down. That was a nice execution there on the part of Pyle to Reuter, and close to a first down, but not quite.
Well, I think Blue Hill's content to let them have those little out routes, those little 5-7 yard out routes, but they're not going to let them get it down the field.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to say. I mean, that throw put him over 100 yards there. He's 8 for 16. So I mean, you could see it there. It's just if you're going to be throwing the whole time, you might run a risk of an interception.
7.5 on the clock. I formation, wide right side, hand off to the tailback Withrow, and he of the pink shoes gets just up to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and the Blue Hill defense up front, those linemen and linebackers have stepped up here and not let them run between the tackles like they did in the first half.
They placed the ball shy of the 30-yard line, which makes it a yard shy of the first down, or actually they were about the length of a football shy of the first down.
Watch for the quarterback sneak here, as they've done all night in these short yardage positions.
The thing of it is, when they make progress but not a first down, the clock continues to grind on with 6:40 to go in this one.
If they pick up that first down, the chains move, and the clock stops.
Everybody in tight, double wing, handoff goes straight up the middle, and bouncing off the interior line. I'm not sure that Kimball got that first down. They gave it to Bridges, but I'm not sure he got it.
Yeah, they went away from the quarterback sneak that time, tried to get the big fullback in there, but they did give him the first down.
The near side official kind of gave
him a generous spot, I think.
Jeb Brad Shelter Insurance Measurement Gang says we'll take that another 10 down the field. And Blue Hill backs up to defend a first and 10 against Kimball. Kimball is down by 15 points, 22-7.
Clock's a ticking. Kimball, you got to score on this drive.
Single setback, trips wide to the right side, back to pass. Piles got a man across the middle and then in and out of the hands of Rockbull.
Well, tried to get the seamer out there to the tight end. Not a bad ball. Little high, and the defender was right there. He wouldn't have gotten much more, but he would have had the first down.
That was intended for Reuter. I take that back. Rockbull is 8. Reuter is 84, and so he wasn't turned quite enough there, but either way, it was incomplete. Second and 10 coming.
I like the play call, though. I like to try to get the ball down the seam, as opposed to down the field on a fly route.
Slot, left side, I formation, rolling to his left is Pyle. He's going to get pressured again. He's got the ball off, and it is almost intercepted. Almost intercepted by Blue Hill's Keith and Drury, who's had a good ball game tonight for the Bobcats as well.
Pyle trying to make something happen there, tried to fit that into a really tight window, and the defender came back on it and just about picked it off.
Like I said, I mean, you could tell. I mean, there was some of those short dink and dunk passes that you say, you know, maybe they don't have the passing game. Well, if you in a situation, I think there was Blue Hill knows it's going to be a pass, and they run a risk of an interception. Should have been intercepted.
Should have been intercepted.
Wides and slots both ways. Single setback. As Pyle is under center, he goes straight back to pass. Fires downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. It's intended for Stull over on the far side by the Kimball bench inside the 40, but it's incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth down and 10 yards to go.
Seems like they're trying to get that one-on-one matchup on the other side with the three wide receivers here and going back to the other side, but that one just a little wide of its marker. It would have been a first down. But they need down the field plays, and they're not. I just don't know if they've got the passing game to do it.
Ferguson goes out on the far side, which makes me think that pass that we thought we weren't sure who caught it. That was Ferguson in there. He did make that catch.
It's 6 minutes
catch
to go on this fourth down. I'm thinking this might be the ball game here.
They go diamond bunch to the left side, shotgun for Pyle. High snap, handles it, back to pass, fires. And again, it's almost picked off and then almost received by Bridges downfield. A linebacker jumped up and got his paws on it, but then I believe that was Tristan Krueger down there and almost ended up in the hands of Bridges, but to no avail and another turnover on downs. And now Blue Hill definitely in the driver's seat here, up 22-7, but shaking off a big scare.
I tell you, the defensive line for the Bobcats has played a big role here in this second half, getting pressure on the passing game and shutting down the running game.
3:53 to go in the ball game. 50-yard line is where the ball is spotted. Blue Hill with the ball, handoff to Hofferberg. Penalty marker down as he is gang-tackled over on the far sideline.
Probably a face mask, the way that flag came in.
It'll be second down coming with 10 yards to go, pending the outcome of this penalty, because he got no progress. It was over there in the bunch. It could have been someone grabbing at a face mask. It could have been a hold, which is
what it is, a hold. Wow, that's a late flag for a hold.
That's what my initial guess when he threw it would have been a hold.
But that remains first down if they accept it. Yeah, first down. And they'll mark it back 10 from the infractions. It'll be first down and 20 as they mark it back to the Blue Hill 38-yard line. Blue Hill says, that's fine. More time off the clock.
More time off the clock.
We don't really need the points. We just don't need Kimball to get any more. Shotgun, slot, and wide receivers both ways. Back to pass. Trumbull looking and firing downfield for Rubelit. He's got it! Rubelit, 15, 10, 5, going away. Mitchell Rubelit with the touchdown. A touchdown pass of 60 yards.
Well, that was a pretty ball. He dropped back, set up, threw the ball on a nice arc. Rubelit hit him right where he was as he was breaking to the inside, and there was nobody back there. When you don't have a safety and you got one-on-one on the outside, you are playing with fire.
28-7 now. 28-7, Blue Hill coming to bat for the points after. They go with that strange swinging gate offense. Five men far off to the left. Under center is Trumbull. He fires over to the left, and he goes right between the legs of his intended receiver, who is still crouched going, I can't believe I let that thing go through my legs. And that was intended over there for Drury. And no good, but it is a 28-7 ball game, and really no harm, no foul on that one.
Yeah, but I tell you, this offense can just strike from anywhere, can it? It is. We're sitting here talking about them just not giving up the clock or whatever, and boom, they're down the field.
Was that like a skinny post?
Oh, just a nice little skinny post there. Beat the defender to the inside. Ball was delivered on time, and he's gone.
I think that's about what they ran his last long. Rubelit has had three key passes tonight in addition to an interception. Two went for touchdowns. One was a critical first down in their second touchdown drive. So Mitchell Rubelit has been key for the Bobcats. He came down a little bit hard on his backside after a reception in the first half. And I'm sure that the Bobcat faithful were collectively holding their breaths because he's going to be a key if the Bobcats go deep into the playoffs.
You're right.
I am?
You're right. Go I'll on. Give it to you. I mean, what else am I going to say? That's right.
Well, speaking of Rublin, he's had of Trumbull's 157 yards passing, 150 of which have gone to Rublin for two scores.
Here comes a kickoff. Straight ahead, long kick taken at the 10-yard line by Withrow. He's coming back the other way up across the 20, 25. Withrow takes men with him across the 30-yard line, and so a nice run back for Kimball, but it is probably too little too late here, down 21 points with 5:26 to go in this ball game from Blue Hill.
No, if you were Kimball, you think maybe if you saw that, I mean, how many times have we seen that post route from Trumbull to Rubelin? Maybe put a sneak that safety over there, because that's been open all game, and it's what's that and these penalties and turnovers seem to have what cost Kimball the ball game here.
Yep, here it is.
Seeing it and covering it, two different things.
Well,
under center pile, wides both ways, slot trips to the right side. Back to pass, firing long, and it is going to be intercepted or not. It looks like Blue Hill got the interception, but I'm not sure who.
They were fighting over is what it was.
Yeah, two Blue Hill players had touched the ball there. They're going to just say it fell to the ground incomplete.
What are you getting in my way for? I had that one, is what he's saying.
You take it, I got it. Give me it.
I tell you, I was looking at the stats this afternoon, and the efficiency of this passing offense, they've thrown two interceptions to 15 touchdowns for the year in the passing game. So they've been very efficient. That's a great ratio over a season.
Back to Patton. Nope. Pitching to the tailback Withrow, going to his left, and he'll get smothered back at the 30-yard line. It'll be third down and about 11 yards to go if our angle proves correct.
About 5 minutes to go here.
Little conference by the officials. Oh, there's a penalty marker and a face mask infraction. I did not see that yellow flag. There it is, the midfield. Some Blue Hill players were standing near it. was it a week ago tonight? We had the infamous Wind Bowl game there at Donovan Trumbull. It looked like the wind was going to kick up more here. It did for a while coming out of the north, but it's behaving itself all right now. It's still pretty, a little salty out of the north still. Old Glory is waving. All right, that face mask penalty brings it up to the 45-yard line. First and 10 now for Kimball, back to pass, and firing complete to Ferguson at the 50-yard line is Pyle. It'll be second down and about 6 yards to go.
And the quarterback's got kind of a sidearm delivery, so he's not, a conventional passer, but he throws a pretty tight spiral when he gets his feet set.
Under 5 minutes to go. Under center is Pyle. Fires on the far side. It's a high pass, but it is taken in and complete for a first down by Stull. Now they say he's just a little bit shy. And it'll be second down in less than a yard.
Yeah, he had to circle back for that ball a little bit. It flutters a little bit when he tries to throw to the wide side of the field. And but again, not a first down. Clock still moving.
Third and less than a yard. Withrow, the tailback, single setback, actually double wing formation. And the handoff goes to Withrow. He just piles through there, jumps across the line of scrimmage, gets the first down. They want to hurry up and get to the line, but the clock will stop anyhow. 4:40 to go in this one.
That was an odd-looking play. It's like half the team played and the other half didn't. But I guess it worked, so maybe run it again.
They got a bunch to the right side. Back to pass and firing into the flat, incomplete, intended for Rockhold. And it'll bring up second and 10.
Yeah, ball thrown wide. Receiver was open. Again, when he goes to his rolls right or left, he just doesn't quite get his feet set and has a tendency to overthrow or throw the ball wide of his mark.
Blue Hill 28-7, 4:33 to go in this first-round playoff game in C2. Over in the flat, firing to his spot. Nobody in that spot. It was intended for Ryder, incomplete.
And those are costly. I mean, they do stop the clock, but you need the ball to – you need to be in second and short, third and short, not third and 10 again.
So those downs are just as valuable as the clock.
Third and 10 is the situation now, as the Longhorns may be breathing their last breaths of the 2012 football season. Send trips wide to the right side, single setback. Reuter is wide to the left side. Back to pass, Pyle fires it to no one in particular, and a Blue Hill Bobcat almost comes up with the interception. Keith and Drury over there fell for it, and it fell to the ground incomplete.
Yeah, it's not even so much the pile. I mean, those are some difficult throws to be to be throwing right now, but the Blue Hill defensive front has just been getting a good pressure, and it's forcing Pyle to throw it a little bit sooner than we want. Me and Craig, yeah, I mean, we talked about it on Drive here. And a good interior line defense, I mean, that can set your defense. It sets up everyone from the linebacker to the secondary. If you have a good pass rush, you're sitting good.
4:25, clock stopped as we come into this play. Trips wide to the left side, back to pass, being pressured, and pulled down is Pyle.
And there's that good line play you were just talking about. That time the defender broke off his offensive player, got through, and got right up the field like Tristan
Kruger
in there. Nice play. And they've been getting pressure this whole series against that Longhorn offense, and now they're going to take over. Big play there, number 64, number 56 coming off, working hard on that defensive front.
So another turnover on downs, and Blue Hill will get the ball back now, starting inside of Kimball territory at the 46.
Should be a heavy
4:19 to go.
Run, chase.
No, back to pass, just as we suspected. Long pass, in and out, incomplete, intended for Shane Comacher. And he's saying that, Pyle playing defensive back that time had his hand on his shoulder.
I think he grabbed his shoulder, and that's why he wasn't able to get to that play, because that ball was thrown like he knew where it was going, and all of a sudden the receiver didn't match up with where the ball was going. So
puzzling play call there.
That would have been that kill shot that I called for about a half hour ago.
Two and a half hours ago.
Half hour off the clock ago. Shotgun formation, slot inside to the right. The handoff on the crossbuck to Hofferberg. He's got some running room, about 5 yards. He'll go down inside the 45 to close to the 40-yard line as the clock continues to run now at 4 minutes and counting.
Yeah, with all the passing that's going on, the clock isn't moving much. It seems like we've been been around 5 minutes for about half an hour now.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally under 4 minutes here. We'll see if, Blue Hill, like we said earlier, got that slow, methodical. They like to huddle. A lot of teams nowadays, they don't like to huddle. They'll signal in their calls. But
St. Cecilia's up 13-0 at the half over Thayer Central. Shotgun formation. Third down, 6, back to pass. Trumbull firing long for Rubelin. It is caught by Rubelin at the 10-5. Touchdown, Blue Hill.
Nice adjustment on the ball by Rubelin. Ball underthrown, and that is his third touchdown tonight.
Wow. I think they're just tuning up. I mean, I really think they're – obviously, they didn't need the points. I don't think there's any maliciousness in it. I just think they want to tune up for the next round of playoffs.
Well, they've run the ball effectively, and they just won't be able to throw the ball. Their next opponent's going to have to be aware we can't play the same defense. We've got to have safeties in the middle of the field, and that opens up that running game.
That's about a 47-yard TD pass. Boy, they are deadly from a distance. Now they go with that strange two-point setup. They send a bunch of receivers, linemen in a swinging gate formation out to the left side. Trumbull in the gun. Fires out into the flat. That time it's picked up and it goes nowhere.
Trying to run
intended for Drury.
Yeah, they're trying to throw a little screen pass out there, and it looks like he's overthrowing.
One observation I would say is Blue Hill better hope they don't get into a 2-point game and need that one. Because
yeah.
Well, I don't think they quite got it.
Keep working on it. They're getting close.
That could be. Maybe that's why they wanted another touch just to try the 2-point. That is a very strange formation with five linemen to the one side. Let's take 30 here. Blue Hill kicks next on the Breeze 94.5 and 94.1 The Brand.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Mitchell Rubelid catches touchdown passes, catches first down passes, makes interceptions, and now kicks off.
He's a renaissance man.
Renaissance man, that's right.
It'd be a 60-minute man. A little song from back in the day.
Yeah. Hamill's got to come up. The breeze is still strong enough out of the north, so they still have to have a holder on the kick. And Hamill comes up to do that. Ball is spotted at the 40. Last 3:20 coming up. Bouncing kickoff, this time taken at the 35-yard line by Ferguson. Gets up to the 40-yard line, stopped there, and shoved back. It'll be first and 10 for Kimball, as I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see some new folks in here getting maybe their last snaps of their high school career.
Yeah, I would think so at this point. You're getting everybody on the field, getting them a little playoff experience, getting an opportunity to get on the field, and reward them for that long road trip before you head back. Because Kimball has played tough. They had their opportunities.
Oh, they did.
They've gotten the turnovers they needed in the second half, and you have to give credit to the Bobcats defense for bowing their neck and not letting them have those touchdowns. Gave up one here in the second half, but not as many as they could have. With the turnovers they created.
And the Blue Hill defense has been more of a trait over the years of their success than any necessary identity on offense. They've had a potent offense. They do, of course, this year. But defense has been the key to their success over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, and they play a good solid. They tackle well. They string the play out. They play good defense on the backside in the secondary. This team, I think, has got a chance to go a long way. They've got some stiff competition with Sutton up the road and some of the other teams. Of course, St. Cecilia just up the road here. But this Blue Hill team is going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out.
First pass goes incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 coming for Kimball as they break the huddle now. And they send Reuter wide to the left side. Slot to the left is Withrow. I formation. Pitch. Here comes the tailback Stull, and he's going to get stopped for no gain. In fact, a loss, and a late flag comes in.
Getting a little chippy, maybe.
2:59 on the clock. We'll take a short break after regular regulation here and come back and wrap things up for you on the Breeze 94.5 and the Brand, our neighbors to the west in Scottsville, Gehring and Kimball. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. I think that the young men on the field will appreciate your tuning in, because they certainly came here with a lot of intent to bring home a victory. They did a great job coming out, holding the ball for the first 6 minutes of this ball game before, again, Blue Hill defense, great pressure, forced the quarterback pile to send up a errant pass. It was picked off by Hofferberg, and Blue Hill took command of the ball game, scoring on two turnovers by Kimball. And then a third touchdown, took a 22-0 lead at halftime. We're at 34-7 right now in the closing minutes of the ball game. And this is going to be a big penalty. This is going to be a big penalty against the Longhorns, marking the ball all the way back to the 24-yard line. They have to get out to the 49.5-yard line for the first down.
Big personal foul. I didn't see what happened.
I don't know.
Big conference, but – maybe the young man from Kimball was taking one with him.
I don't know. I've seen people knock off a liquor store and get less penalty, more yardage than that. 25-yard line is where the ball goes incomplete. And it'll be third down and a ton to go.
Well, and as you said, Kimball played well. They've had their opportunities. They got the turnovers. And they have nothing to hang their head about. They played a really good football game here, outmatched, I think, in terms of the skill positions on the outside. And this Blue Hill team is going to go a long way. But Kimball played a tough game. They played their game. Turnovers and penalties really hurt them in that first half.
And, yes, I was kidding about the armed robbery. Okay. Wides both ways. Deuce, one single setback in a shotgun formation now. Back to pass, firing downfield. Pyle has got a man, Rockwell, and it's in and out of his hands. That could have been a nice completion, maybe more.
Yeah, that was probably the best ball he's thrown tonight. Got it up and outside along the sideline, and the receiver had a chance. The defender kind of fell asleep a little bit on that one, and that could have gone for a big score.
We want to thank our championship football tournament presenting sponsors, Hastings Ford Lincoln. The all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The next time you're in the market for a new or used Ford or Lincoln, give them a call. Stop on by. Check their website out, Hastings Ford Lincoln. Give them the opportunity to show you an easier way to buy. Also, T&L Irrigation. Eliminate the hassles of electric pivot with proven technology of a hydrostatically powered T&L irrigation system. Plus, the brand new Dunham Sporting Goods, now open in the old Walmart building north side of Hastings, with a grand opening on Saturday. The Breeze will be out there from noon until 2 with lots of goodies. Skip Barry will be there for us. Shotgun formation now. Oh, I guess it would be. It's a punt formation. Back standing at about the 2-yard line is the punter. And the kick goes out to the 40-yard line, 45-yard line. And it'll stall right there, so Blue Hill will take over. Rockville was the punter on that. And no return.
Still a full 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go here. As you said, looks like big substitutions here. Everybody getting a chance to play here late in the game. So see if they can get them lined up and get a snap off here. They're discussing who's supposed to be where.
Hamill is in the ball game now as one of the wideouts. We've seen him make spot appearances. Trumbull is still in there at quarterback. I don't think they want to see things.
In the game. That's a big boy there on the right side.
That's Colton Bland. Well, starting tackle. Handoff goes to Comature. He's going to scoot through. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown, one play, and Blue Hill can't help themselves.
Yeah.
The boys can't help it.
Boy can't help it, yeah. Just a nice play right up the gut. Linebacker didn't make the play. He cut back to the wide side of the field, and he was gone.
So a touchdown run covers some 37 yards. And Blue Hill now gets a chance to practice that two-point conversion again.
One more time.
That's what it's all about.
It's got to work this time.
Now they're going to go to a different formation. Shotgun formation, Trumbull with wides both ways. Now back to pass, moving to his right, fires, and it is complete. But was he across the goal line? They say yes. Two-point conversion makes it 42-7, 2:28 to go in the ball game. 30-second timeout here. Bobcats kick off when we get back.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to SouthCentralStateBank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Offerberg with that 37-yard touchdown run. It just opened up for him, and he stepped through and kept on trucking all the way into the end zone. So it is now 42-7. The two-point conversion was good.
And as Jeff pointed out, that'll be a running clock here for the last 2 minutes or a few seconds.
You know,
well, this is one truly that someone out west could look at a 42-7 score and say, well, that was a blowout. Well, on the score it was, but there was some more effort here than meets the scoreboard.
I was literally going to say the same thing.
Craig stole your thunder. See how he does you?
That's fine.
Darn me. Okay, well.
Wow, that was a big hit. That hurt.
Kickoff is a high kick, and Ferguson takes it, and he gets slammed there just inside the 44-yard line. He gets up. He's okay.
He's wobbling towards the sideline. He took a big hit there. Came right up the middle, and it was just a collision right there at about just shy of the 45-yard line, and nothing malicious about it, just a big hit there by the Bobcat defender.
Yeah. Stumbling across, maybe. I don't know if he got his bell rung, maybe a concussion or
I don't know about it. He certainly got his bell rung. We hope it's not a concussion.
All right. Bunch wide to the right side. Pyle will take it himself right side, following some of those blockers out there. Gets about 6, 7, 8 yards. They'll spot the ball. It'll be second down and 2 yards to go. Running clock here, minute 58 to go in the ball game, with now a 35-point lead for Blue Hill. It sets the automatic running clock.
Can we look ahead a little bit here, Jeff? Who we got coming up here? We don't have the scores yet, but
It'll likely be, because the game's still going on right now, the winner of the Garden County Hershey game. Or Perkins County, excuse me.
Perkins County.
Shotgun again, firing into the flat to Withrow. Withrow's got the ball at the midfield mark, 45-40. He's still free down to the 35-yard line. Finally tackled there by Hamill for Blue Hill, but there's a penalty marker back upfield.
Usually a hold when you see it right there.
Back at the 50-yard line is where the penalty marker fell. If they mark it back from that point, it's going to be another challenging down and distance for Kimball. Now, wait a minute.
They're going the other way.
They're going the other way because I just saw a Kimball player say we want to decline.
Well,
we're so confused here.
These officials have not been as the best communicators that we've had all year.
No.
Here they go. Now they're going.
Okay, the ball was spotted. The flag was back at the 50-yard line. Now they're marking it the way we thought, which would be against Kimball. Kimball was like waving it off like we declined it. I'm thinking, what was that all about?
Maybe they were trying to influence the coach and staff over here. Come on, just call it off. Who knows?
That could be. All right, so all in all with the penalty, we're back at second down and about 13 yards to go. Kimball with the ball in the 35-point deficit, a diamond bunch to the right side. Back to pass, firing downfield, incomplete, intended possibly for Reuter. He was the closest man. Hamill also was close there for the Bobcats. The incompletion does not stop the clock because we've got a running clock.
Yay. Because it's getting a little chilly up here in the we've come unplugged.
It's all better now.
There we go. Technical difficulty.
Third down, 13, quick snap, in the flat. Withrow's got the ball, and he forges ahead and plows into a Blue Hill defender at the 50-yard line. That was a heck of a collision there. I think taking the brunt of that was Mitch Krueger, but both players get up. It's going to be a little bit shy of the first down. In fact, it'll be fourth down and about 4 yards to go with the clock at 23 seconds. Maybe one more play of the season here for the Kimball Longhorns. Ryder goes wide to the left side. Pyle is under center. I formation, slot left side. Rolls to his left. Fires downfield. Ryder gets the catch, the first down, and the clock is at 1 second to go, and they're going to stop it. They're going to stop it with one. They're going to call probably officially 1 second on the clock. Yes, no. Blue Hill is coming out on the field like, let's call this one, but the referees are not ready to let that go. So Reuter gets the last catch of the season for the Longhorns. They're going to call a timeout. So they're going to ask for 2 seconds back on the running clock after that completion.
Well, that was an awful quick timeout. I did not see that call, but I guess they're going to – it's a moot point at this this late in the game with a 35-point lead. But you got to admire the fight. This group from Kimball has come and played hard. I just think they ran up against just a more explosive offense with more weapons and more ways to score.
Yeah, and every football season has certain trends, and we've seen several teams this year that kind of fall into that category. It's like, why are these guys losing? Well, because they gave away an inopportune turnover or were unable to convert at a certain time. Hastings was kind of like that. We saw Ravenna being kind of like that. So it happens. It becomes a theme, and the theme becomes a problem, and they got to correct that in the offseason.
Every team's different. Every season's different.
Shotgun, bunch, right side, back to pass. Last play of the game, Pyle being chased, fires downfield, hit as he throws, and it's going to be intercepted for the fourth time. Same song.
Second hit verse.
Same song, actually fourth verse
fourth
on that
verse,
one.
I'm sorry.
Hit as he was going down. Ruptured duck kind of goes up in the air, and the interception is made that time by Mitch Krueger. And that ends the season for Kimball with a 42-7 loss. The Bobcats will move on to play the winner. Well, we'll talk about the brackets when we come back. In 2 minutes on The Breeze 94.5 FM and The Brand 94.1.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches. A split second. Feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TM Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney. Home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, experienced pros like Steve Marinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods. A division of Pro Team Design.
Find them and like them on Facebook for pre-opening information.
The first quarter. Back again, the final score again, Blue Hill 42-7 over Kimball at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. It was a hard-fought ball game, a lot of hitting going on, amplified by the cold weather. This is the first really cold temperature-wise event of the season. Last week at this time, the wind was a factor, but the temperatures themselves without the wind chill, not quite as bad. But all in all, a tough couple of weeks for all the players here in central Nebraska with the high. I'm not sure if they had the wins in Kimball or not, but in central Nebraska, all the players facing some challenges weather-wise from windy and crisp conditions. But Blue Hill winning out these last two ball games as well, a 42-7 win tonight.
And it's football weather. We got some scores here. See if I can read through this a little bit. We got O'Neill, St. Mary's, and Palmer tied 8-8 in the first quarter. You got Elm Creek and SMC. Elm Creek up 46-12 on that one at halftime. Burwell 26-14 over Niobrara.
Niobrara Verdigre.
However you say that.
Yeah.
You know, easy for you to say. No, Loop City up 13-0 on Overton. And Shelton 60-20 over, what am I saying here? My screen went blank. Excuse me, folks. I'm sorry.
Shelton had the game against Elwood.
Elwood. They're up 60-20. And then 76-35. The MB
Potter Medicine Valley over Medicine Potter Valley, Dix.
Potter Dixon. So D1 first round.
That's D2. That's D2.
D2, some big blowout here.
And Giltner had a huge lead over Hayes Springs. They were at 70 points earlier. Let's see if we can pick up and see if there's a new score on that. Jeff Babel come along here in a moment with some individual stats. Are you ready with those, Jeffrey? All right. Go ahead, son.
Yes, I am. Let me turn on my mic. I turned it down so you guys didn't have to hear me
scribbling
away at the numbers. A lot of garbage time stats, unfortunately. Let's start with Kimball, the losing team. The end of their season, 4-4, and then the playoff loss makes it 4-5. They finished total 249 yards, 148 of which came through the air. The other 101 through the ground. Jonathan Withrow, their leading ball carrier, 23 carries for 67 yards. And then Austin Pyle, he went actually 18 for 33. And a lot of those 33, he was just chucking it there in the lighter part of that ballgame, trying to will his team to victory. A lot of those were incomplete. And in fact, I think three of them were picked off there by the Blue Hill Bobcats. So he finished off 18 of 33 for 148. So you combine that with the rushing total, that's 249. As a team, they had seven turnovers, though. Four penalties. Two of them were huge. Huge penalties. Three interceptions, two fumbles, two turnovers on down. Then we head over to Blue Hill. They'll advance. They'll probably face the winner of Perkins County. Hershey, my guess, would be Perkins County. Blue Hill finished with 341 yards. Total only about 100 more than Kimball, so I mean that shows you just what turnovers will do. For Blue Hill, their leading rusher was Chase Hofferberger, 9 carries for 60 yards. A lot of that did come in garbage time. Garrett Sharp had 11 carries for 38 yards, and the quarterback Parker Trumbull had 10 carries for 47 yards. Parker Trumbull did most of his damage through the air, had eight completions on 14 attempts for 197, 192 of which went to his boy, Rublin. How did I say that?
Rublin
had 192 receiving yards and I think three scores. So, I mean, he was all over the field scores, tonight. They gave it an MVP award.
Key receptions, three scores, played well, got an interception on defense and kicked off buku times.
Yeah. You had an interesting score
there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. If you're a golfer, you may not want 90. Giltner hit 90 for the second week in a row.
Wow.
Second week. This time they held Hayes Springs to 14 points.
Jeez. I mean, they're going to be a good team.
I think that running clock, that could have warped the space-time continuum.
still would have got close to
64-point spread. That's like double running the clock. So. All right, well, anyhow, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks to our presenting sponsors of high school football tournament coverage here on Platte River Radio, T&L Irrigation Systems, Dunham Sports, the new sporting goods stores north of Hastings and the old Walmart, T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works, and the new Hastings Ford Lincoln Mercury north side of Hastings as well. Give them a call and find out about the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, the opportunity to show you an easier way to buy your next vehicle with plain and simple best pricing every day. Plain and simple, we'll be back in a week on Halloween, second round of the playoffs here somewhere. But we think it'll be good because as you get farther into the playoffs, the games get closer, the teams get closer, and the stakes get higher. For Jeff Babel and Tim Bob Kitzmiller, this is Craig Eckert from Blue Hill. Thanks for joining us, and good night.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.